Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Good afternoon, I'm Isaiah Jacob. Novak Djokovic was able to outlast Jannik Sinner in a five-set thriller at the Australian Open this morning. With the win, Novak will have a chance to play for an unprecedented 25th Grand Slam title waiting for him in the final, Carlos Alcaraz. Tonight, the Jackets take on the Chicago Blackhawks at 8:30. The CBJ have won 7 of their last 8. Pre-game coverage begins right here on The Fan at 7:30. The Cavs in action tonight out in Phoenix, taking on the Suns at 9 p.m. Cleveland will be without Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, and Max Strus, and for the Suns, no Devin Booker. Some reports coming out this morning indicate the Cavs and Lakers are in active trade discussion. The deal, DeAndre Hunter to Los Angeles for Rui Hachimura and rookie Dalton Knecht, likely needing a third team involved for salary matching. Tomorrow, Ohio State hoops travel to Wisconsin to play at 2 p.m. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
It's time to add some spice to your nooner. Nooner. Funny. This is the place where big-time guests, bold opinions, and little cute doggies come together. This is Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus, the number one rated windows and doors in Columbus.
So where's the office back at Division? In the office, baby. Going up.
All right, that'll warm you up. Going into the weekend, Rothman and Ice, happy to have you aboard. Big show today. We'll get to that menu in a moment. I'm Anthony Rothman. The man to my right is Matty Ice Hazen, the loose cannon behind the glass. Boys, how we feeling?
Feeling good, man. We made it to another Friday, made it to another weekend. And so, yeah, I got nothing to complain about. I'm happy that the beard is still here. You're rocking the flannel today, which is really nice. So you're giving off Paul Bunyan vibes. Like, that's what I'm looking at here, and I'm here for it.
Throw it in the towel.
I like that, man.
That's it.
That's a nice
lazy
flannel, though.
No shave, just nothing. Just
keep it going. Just
bundle up. Like I said, I mean, let's hibernate a little bit. Yeah. I mean, you and I are kind of in a little downgraded into a bunker here. No windows. It's like Vegas without the gambling.
Keyword was downgrade.
You know, we used to be on a third story with a bay window
yeah.
and a courtyard and mm-hmm. all sorts of things to distract us. Now it's good, like, man. Lock in, blinders on. Big show today, 12:30, bottom of the hour. We will visit with the man who pushed the button, Don Waddell, the GM of the Blue Jackets. He got the bump that he wanted, the bump he needed. How long will this go? And basically his mindset now as this team tries to navigate their way into hanging in a playoff conversation. Because I just checked Las Vegas, and I remember at training camp when I had Don on, and I said, so what do you think of your point projection by Las Vegas?
Mm-hmm.
He said, I don't know what that is. You're going to be the first to tell me. I said, with a trying to console him a little bit, I said, they think you're an 84.5-point hockey team.
Mm.
And he goes, all right. Thanks for telling me that. Almost like it served as motivation. And then we know what happened in the first half. And I just checked today.
Okay.
And Las Vegas says they are an 89.5-point team.
So it's
probably not enough to get you in. But is it enough to keep him in the buying mode? And that's what's going to happen over the next 9 games, which will be, I believe, 4 before the break and 5 after the break. Mm-hmm. Before the trade deadline. So can't wait to talk to him bottom of the hour.
Yeah, that'll be fun, man. That'll really be fun. You mentioned the Rick Bonus bump. It's been bumps for everybody going around, keeping everybody energized over there at Nationwide. So that's been great to see. And this heater that they're on has been really fun. And I can't wait to ask him about his perspective on the goaltending situation and whether or not that was something he was looking for when he made the change. Did he want to see more of Elvis? Did he want to see maybe a little less of Jet? I don't know, but it's working right now. So, yeah, we got a lot to unpack with the Big Don at the bottom of the hour. So that'll be a nice little conversation on a Freaky Friday.
The Big Don sub. Sam Bruckhaus, 130, Sumer Sports, our football analyst. We've had him on many times. And we'll analyze certainly guys at the, where are they, at the Senior Bowl?
The Senior Bowl down there, I think in Mobile, Alabama. Right. So, yeah, that's been a... That's been a nice little thing for guys that can level up prior to the draft, right? Like outside of the combine, that thing has really taken off. I think it's the Reese's Senior Bowl down there. I think Reese's sponsors that thing. And no, so for a long time, you can go back and look at guys that have participated in those practices and look at guys that have participated in the game and had an opportunity to really shine a light on them outside of what they did at their university. So definitely be great to pick his brain on what he saw down there and then some NFL stuff as well as we're getting ready for the Super Bowl.
Jake Burns, our friend from Browns Film Breakdown at 2:30. We'll get him on the latest hire, the coaching matchup. There's nothing on Jim Schwartz right now.
It's quiet, huh?
Should I stay or should I go?
He's just
play the
wind.
Song. Like, I really don't know.
Well, I think we know what he wants to do. I think he wants to go. His bags are packed. And when we talked to Shefty on Wednesday and we asked him about the contract part of it and how you get out of something like that, because he's got a year left on his deal. Shefty kind of, he was waffling a little bit. He didn't really know. And he said he thinks he's going to get his agent involved. And so I would be surprised if they let him out of the contract just based off of all the information we have about how dug in, I guess it seemed, that the owner, Jimmy Haslam, was in keeping Jim Schwartz. And so it's going to be a one and done if he's there. And so you're going to be circling back around and having to find a new defensive coordinator. But I'm sure Todd Monken would love to have Jim Schwartz there. And obviously we know Myles Garrett wants him to stick around because he was throwing out, you know, cryptic IG messages yesterday. And so, yeah, it's an unfortunate thing for the Browns, and I was talking to a Browns fan yesterday, and they were just like, man, we can just never be happy. We can just never be happy. There's always something around the corner
that's
going to disappoint us.
You mean it's almost like they're churning out sadness?
Yes.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Factory of sadness.
Okay, So they're a little slow, but they got it.
Yeah, right. And so, yeah, we got some new stuff to get into with Monk in our next segment. But, yeah, I'm with you, AR. It's going to be very interesting to see the decision that is made around Jim Schwartz, whether he's going to be in or whether he's going to be out. I'm leaning out, even though I don't know how he's going to be able to pull that off.
It can only be repaired if he wants it to be repaired. If he feels like he acted on emotion, he's human, thought he was the best man for the job, thought he's been running the best unit on the team, that you brought me in and you hired me, and I'm probably the best guy you've hired in a few years, and I'm the one that's been the glue to keeping whatever together. Now, he could come off of that and say that it was emotional, and I really did want the job, but my heart is in the success of this team, and I will work with the new head coach. And I don't know, give me more money or whatever, or just they just say, we loved you. That's why we hired him, because we love you running the defense, and we think that you'd work really well with him, and he wants to work with you. That was my guess, is that they hired Monken because they felt like he wouldn't say, well, I need to bring in my own defensive coordinator.
And I can't wait to hear Monken's press conference about obviously a few things with the quarterback stuff, but would he have brought in his own defensive coordinator?
They're too busy. There won't be a presser. They got other pressing things to do.
They just said, hey, we're good.
He's hit the ground running. You know, we'll do a few one-on-ones every now and then. There'll be no Q&A.
My guess is it'll be sometime next week, I would think.
Well, you may have hit on something that just hit me, which is they almost need to know about Jim first before they roll him out there. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think you want to roll him out for a Q&A with all the balls in the air. Like, I just don't think
that makes sense. You don't want that.
No, you want to have a good faith.
Right.
We're all moving forward together, or they've made a decision and then those answers will already be out there. Like, that's to me, because if you go into that with all sorts of vagueness about him, then how do you even struggle through that press conference?
There's bad juju around the press conference if this is still hovering over the team right now. So I the silence for me right now from Jim Schwartz is deafening. And I think he's behind the scenes talking to his agent or whatever, talking to the league, however this works, figuring out how can I get to Team X or whoever that may be in his mind. Because I think, like you pointed out, he feels so wronged by this team. because of the work that he put in. And he felt like it was his time again to be a head coach. That's and good. He interviewed a couple times for it. And so when you take a couple laps around the interview mm-hmm. track, if you will, you start in your mind thinking, okay, I'm a finalist. This is going to be it for me. This Shield House guy, he's a kid. He's not getting it over me. And he didn't. But then they bring in another unk. And I understand what they tried to do.
Monk.
I really do understand what they tried to do. Mm-hmm. Because if Jim Schwartz was on board, then you got two crafty vets running the show for your team.
So how do you get him on board while he's being interviewed? How do you say, okay, you're a legitimate candidate. We're considering other people. You know that. Uh-huh. We want to pick your brain a little bit. If we did decide to go another direction, how committed will you be? Now, maybe Jim could answer that this way. Well, it's hard for me to know who I will vibe with, who you're going to be bringing in. Yeah. But could they have, because it sounds to me like they were blindsided because they chose to believe that it was what I thought, which was faulty thinking, which was that as long as we clear it with the new head coach that you'll keep him, uh-huh. everything will be fine.
Yeah.
How do you pick his brain during the interview process? I'm talking about Schwartz. And if we don't give you the
question.
Job.
It's a great question. I wonder if that even comes up.
Yeah.
And it I don't probably think it should.
It probably didn't.
Right.
Because there's no way this reaction could have happened.
And I also think when you get egos involved like this, and I know we were reacting yesterday to the Emmanuel Oudjo and Shador thing, which was just a crazy take from him. But when you are Jim Schwartz, Todd Monken isn't this slam dunk, you know what I mean, guy with this tremendous resume that's yeah. coming in and got the head coaching gig over you. And so maybe that's some of this is baked into that as well, where he's looking at Todd and he probably respects what he is as a coach. But it isn't like a Belichick coming in or heck, even maybe Mike McCarthy coming to Cleveland where you're like, okay, I'll tip the cap to that guy. I understand he won a Super Bowl, yada, yada, yada. Todd Monken doesn't have that. So maybe that's part of it too.
All right. Well, we'll be talking to Jake Burns about this at 2:30. And when we come back, there is news up there in Cleveland. They have a new OC, and how did he connect with his quarterback, that new head coach, and all that? And maybe, Maddie, the one detail that everyone wanted to hear but didn't about this new hire. Rothman and Ice on the Fan.
Let's see. High school, Buckeyes, Browns, kids in the retention pond. It must be Football Friday.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Football is good. The Fan.
Hey there, friends. Hi, Bank.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
All your favorite and least favorite fan shows are available wherever you get your podcasts. Just type in 971 The Fan to the search bar and hit that subscribe button. It's free.
We're the land of the free and the home of the sunburnt, freckled fat guy.
Do it now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Fan weather
from the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine here for your Friday as temperatures only warm up into the teens here for this afternoon. Winds will be out of the northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And as we head into the weekend, we are still tracking the very cold temperatures with highs only in the teens to near 20 here for Saturday and Sunday. However, we are looking ahead to a nice little warm up here as we get into next week. And that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
Bet365, the official online sports book of Rothman and Ice. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
What's up, knuckleheads? You're listening to Rothman and Ice on The Fan. It's not terrible.
All right, so the Browns make a hire. Monken makes a hire. And his name is Travis Switzer. So what is the one question, the one detail that could have given this the tiebreaker of credibility. What did we all ask this morning?
Is he related?
Is he related to Barry?
Yes.
Right? Because everybody, that's the second I heard this name, because this is not a household name. He was a run coordinator for you guys, and the only thing we needed to worry about there was who's running the football. His name is Derrick Henry. You and I could coordinate that.
Well,
snap it and hand it to him. I'm kidding. But
kind of.
So when we were asking this morning, is he related to Barry? And I say this, and I'm being really honest.
Yeah.
I think if he was, I think it would add a tinge of, oh, let's see how this plays out.
A little bit more juice to
it. And the fact that it didn't.
Right.
It's not a horrible knock on him. It's kind of like I was getting the, hey, is the OC for Indiana, Shanahan, he's related to
Kyle and Mike?
No, not really.
I know.
He still won the Natty. Still had a great offense. It's almost like this morning when I heard he wasn't related to Barry, it was like, okay. That kind of deflates things a little bit. that's it. And so he's in. And to your point, I assume that Monken's going to be very involved in calling these plays.
Yeah, like that's just with some of these hires, right? Like, you know, for my Ravens right now, Jesse Minter is the head coach now. He came out yesterday and said that he's going to hire a defensive coordinator, but he is going to call the plays, right, as the head coach and de facto defensive coordinator, if you will. So we'll have to hear from Monken if that's what he wants to do. But this happens, and we see this all the time. Coaches bring guys along with them that they're comfortable with and knows the system and can, you know, implement the system a lot quicker than maybe some guys that don't know the X's and O's and how they want to run their offense. You touched on Derrick Henry, the Baltimore offense, the last couple of years, top two in the sport in rushing yards per game. Big question mark for the Brownies this offseason is how quickly Quinshon can get back to 100%, because I think there's something there with him. Mm-hmm. Brown's offensive line wasn't good this year. I saw PFF rank them 31st in the league, their final offensive line rankings of the season. And so that needs to be addressed. Won't be surprised if they address that with one of their first round picks and maybe, you know, maybe a couple draft picks after that. We shall see. But that's how you got to build this thing out. And when you get coaches from that Ravens building, when you get coaches that are kind of in that Harbaugh kind of run game realm of football, Tom Monken is want to lay that foundation, and he knows what he has to work with. But that's just going to be a big one, is to see where Quinshon is going to be at and how quickly he can get back to being 100%. Because if that's going to happen out of the gate, then they got a chance to do some damage on the ground.
This is official, right? Switzer is in there.
I don't know if the team has announced it, but a lot of the reporters that, you know, rely on for our information that's credible, that they're rolling with this.
What's more credible, that he's an ex-Akron Zip, or that if he were related to Barry Switzer? What gets more?
Oh, I think if you're a Browns fan, you want to hear that he's related to Barry Switzer.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's
But hey, we have Northeast Ohio ties.
Come on home.
You didn't get your St. Ignatius grad in Gannon, but it's okay because you got a former Akron guy.
That's right.
Keep it in Northeast Ohio.
I'm yet to see how that equates to what happens on the field. You know, but people like, it's a good feeling type of thing. It really is. It would be like, one day,
trying to win the press conference is what it is.
Well, I'm just saying, like, the feeling you get as a fan, right? One day, if a Dublin Kaufman grad took over for Ohio State,
Brady Quinn,
it makes you feel pretty good, right? But it doesn't go much further than that. You still got to X and O this thing up, and so I understand why Mike McCarthy has some Steeler fans feeling pretty good. And, you know, there's Browns fans that hear, you know, certain guys are coming out of the draft from that area. Hey, bring them to Cleveland. It's a feel-good
story. Well, it's a good story. It is cool. Just when you have a homegrown person
that achieves
success, high level of success, and then he gets to practice his trade in the area that he grew up, it tugs at the heartstrings a little bit.
It's like people want JT Barrett as Ohio State's OC. Same thing.
Well, yeah, I mean,
but he's not from here. He's a Texas guy, though.
Right, but
he's a Texas guy.
But I understand what you're saying. A former Ohio State player.
Taking over. Yeah. The SEC is still touting that? Are they still touting it after not winning a Natty? Now they got to, right?
Yeah.
Michigan, Ohio State, and Indiana. Three-peating on them.
It actually means less. A little bit less. Right. Maybe they go with that. It doesn't mean, how about this? It doesn't mean as much as it used to mean. Maybe they just go with that. All right. So anyway, Travis Switzer is probably in, and that's cool. We'll see. It doesn't really move the needle. It would have if he was related to Barry Switzer, right. Or if they hired Barry Switzer. Wait a minute.
Yeah. What? Well, I was going to ask.
88.
What's he up to?
We're good. 88. Yeah, he's a good.
He's
okay.
Good.
Okay. I had to be careful there.
88. Okay.
All right. So Todd Monken arrived at the team's headquarters in Berea today. You've already told me that you think he needs to get a wardrobe agent.
He needs
to gear up.
Yeah, but
a little different.
Here is the thing, though.
Yeah,
he looked very football coach-y, and so he doesn't care about the fashion. He doesn't care about the drip. Todd Monken is there for ball and ball only. But when I saw the outfit today, I was like, wait, it's real unkish for him.
Midwestern right guy,
real unkish.
But
for
he's
him.
But that's a Midwestern. That's a suburban Chicago. Midwest dude, let's show up in Wranglers and a sport jacket where you kind of like you're the substitute teacher, right?
Okay.
Where you got to put on a sport jacket, but you don't need a tie, and you can just throw it on over a plaid shirt or something, and then you feel like, okay, I'm looking halfway professional.
Yeah, he was getting off that energy.
Yeah.
But he is going to, for Browns fans that obviously probably didn't watch a whole bunch of Ravens press conferences like I did, he's going to win the press conference. He's going to win you over. He's going to speak with conviction, and I think you'll walk away confident in what he can do. But, again, that's just a press conference, and he's got a lot of work to do.
Now, you guys do remember the story where the former Colorado quarterback Shedeur Sanders was once projected as a first-round pick.
It's a wrist, though.
He slid to the fifth, as we all know.
And Mel Kiper. He's still sad about it.
That's right. And good quarterback, should have gone to the Ravens. Let me ask you guys about this. This is part of the Monken meeting with Shedeur today.
This is the Monken meeting with Shedeur.
So what, this is Browns TV or Browns, they just recorded the visit?
Yeah, just their social media.
Okay, let's hear it.
What's going on there? Oh, yeah.
Hey, come on, hold your man.
How you doing?
Welcome back to the States.
How we doing, man?
Good.
Yeah, we tried to draft your ass last year. It's all worked out.
Yeah.
Does I remember that, right?
Yeah, huh? That's what I was about to tell you.
Someday we'll get a chance to talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, sit down.
Well, sit down. Stay a while.
One day.
Sit down.
One day we'll get a chance to talk about that. Sit down. It's right now.
Sit down.
That day is today.
That's got to make you feel good, though, if you're Shedeur. Now, was that him banging the table for Shedeur? Was it Harbaugh, Eric DaCosta? We'll never know. But hearing that from your new head coach right out of the gate.
What if Shedeur would have looked at him and said, when he said, you know, we tried to draft you know what? And he's like, as a backup.
Which factually was correct. But I have to imagine that the offensive coordinator, he had some say in, hey, we're going to add another quarterback to this room. What do you think? He clearly sounded like he signed off on it. And so my thought, though, is AR, usually when there's a coach that is feeling some heat on his seat or a new head coach trying to set a tone, they usually lean towards the veteran guys. Like, more times than not, especially when you're a new head coach, you kind of lay some groundwork. And Shedeur's got, obviously, you know, some work in the NFL after what we saw this year. But I'm just not putting to bed that Deshaun's going to be heavily in the mix for Todd Monken maybe week one this year. Just because of that.
I don't think it's a money thing. I think it's more of a, is he better? And if he's better and he's on my roster,
that's what it should be.
Yeah.
That's what it should be. But then you mentioned the money, and maybe that's where ownership gets involved and all that stuff can get messy.
You have to play him.
Messy, yeah, because it's their money. Yeah,
this is weird. It's very odd because what we saw in Deshaun, or what we have seen in him, was a shadow of what he was.
No doubt.
And talk about guys seeing ghosts. He was absolutely seeing ghosts when he was playing. Now we'll see. We get an off season. You get a coaching change. You get a new vibe, the health part of it. And maybe now that people have, quote, written off Deshaun Watson, maybe now the pressure's off and he actually does show something.
Yeah, maybe so. But they need an upgrade all the way around on this offense, right? Like, there's one guy I think you really know what you're getting, and that's Fannin. Like, kind of everything else is question marks. The quarterback room, the health of the running back, with Quinshon and Njoku, where's he at in his career? But that wide receiver room needs a real upgrade, as does that offensive line. So they got an uphill climb to really get in the mix with some of the elite offensive teams right now in the NFL.
We come back in 2 minutes. We'll switch gears to the Jackets. And the general manager, Don Waddell, will jump on the program. He got his bump. He pushed the right button. How much more does he need to see to lean into this team even more? That's next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Dash terms.
Rothman and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door showroom on Gemini Parkway. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
You're listening to Rothman and Ice on 97.1 The Fan.
It's always nice. Al Pacino introduces our next guest. And our next guest is the Blue Jacket boss. He is the president of hockey ops. He's the general manager. He has pushed the button that has engineered a bounce back in this team that has put them in the conversation again. And so the hope is there, and we're selling it, or he's selling it, and we're buying it right now. He is our guy, Don Waddell. Don, thanks for making the time.
Always a pleasure to be with you guys.
He's 6-1 since you made the switch. And you got the bump. Were you nervous about this? I know you had to do it and you wanted to do it, but what's that moment like before you know you're going to get a bump or any, because this could have gone the other way, right? It could have, this is professional hockey. How nervous were you to make that move?
Well, you're always nervous, but you know, what I really looked at was Rick's history and knowing Rick, and he's taken over teams during the season. But more importantly, I just felt that he would make our players better, particularly our younger players. Regardless, like, I couldn't promise wins and losses as much as I'd like to, but I also knew that he would do a great job with our players, and particularly our young players, and make them better players. So I think that was probably the sounding where it made sense for me to do this right now and make the move.
Who do you think has kind of gotten some juice from this, of the young guys you're talking about? Who have you seen specifically, either more ice time or something different about their game?
Well, I think, you know, let's go to Ken Johnson there. He scored 24 goals last year. He's been in a slump this year. And, you know, the last couple of weeks before Rick took over, he was playing the fourth line with 10 minutes of ice time. And, you know, for a player that age, you know, it's hard to get out of any kind of slump when you're playing limited minutes and not playing in key situations. And Rick's given him that opportunity. I know he hasn't scored as much as he'd like to score, but he's had great chances. But he's creating a lot. He's playing the game differently than he was. He's playing a lot harder. Doesn't mean he's going to kill anybody, but he's been more of an effective player than 200-foot player than he was before. So he's one guy for sure. Obviously, Fantilli's playing with great confidence right now. Marchenko, the same thing. You know, and it's not always about, you know, as Rick has said, and you've probably heard him say this, we're not going to get our way in the playoffs by outscoring teams. We're going to get in the playoffs by playing good defense. And so the responsibility for all these players, particularly the young guys, is to make sure they take care of their own zone. And that's how you're going to get more ice time and get more responsibility. It's if you play good defensively, you know, that's going to lead the offense for you. And they've all bought into it, and that's been nice to see.
Yeah, it really has. Don, I want to go back to your coaching decision and going away from Dean Evason and why you felt at the time it was time to move on and bring in Rick. What went into that decision for you?
Well, first, you know, I've said Dean did a great job last year. It was a tough year, and he kept those guys together. You know, I can't put my finger on exactly what happened this year, but it wasn't working, and I thought our young players were taking a step backwards. And when you're watching that, and you know what your future looks like, we just couldn't let that continue to happen. And that was probably the biggest thing. Because, again, nobody knew you'd come out of there and go 6-1 in your 7 games. Nobody could predict that. But I just felt, as I explained to Mike Priest, my boss, and ownership, that you know, Rick's worked with a lot of different players, a lot of star players over the years. And if we make the change, he can make our younger players better, not just this year, but for the future.
Don Waddell with us, general manager of the Blue Jackets. So you get this 6-1 bump, which was so needed and so vital, and you did it for that reason. But you look up in the standings, and it's still a tough road here. So where are you in the, I don't know, pre-Olympic break? You've got four games here, and then I think you have five games coming out of the Olympic break. How much, what do you have to see, I guess, in those nine games for you to feel like, I can lean into this now before the trade deadline?
Yeah, you want to see how we go into the break. First of all, we got four big games coming up here, all important games, of course. You know, we do have games in hand on a lot of teams now because of the game getting canceled Monday and being behind a little bit in games. So you take that in account. But, you know, it's not just the wins and losses, how we're playing. You know, yeah, if we go 0-4 the next four games, it's probably a different story. But, you know, how we go into break, we win some games here this next four, watch how we're going into break, and then watch how we come out of the break, because those games are going to be ultimately, I think, the ones that are going to make decisions which direction we go with this franchise.
You know, Don, yesterday we were talking about Charlie Coyle and the season that he's having right now and being a productive player for you guys over there. And, you know, unrestricted free agency is around the corner for a guy like him, as you know. And I wanted to ask you, what factors go into the decisions whether or not to trade a guy or keep a guy when you look at unrestricted free agency being sooner rather than later for a guy like Charlie Coyle?
Yeah, I'm going to have talks with all the agents over the break and just see where they're at. You know, regardless of if we're buyers or sellers, you know, there's some important pieces there, like Charlie, that, you know, we'd like to see, you know, if he wants to stay. Like, I don't get caught up too much with the timing because, as we saw last year, you know, we signed guys, UFAs late. But I always say if the player wants to stay and we want the player to stay, I always still will work out a deal. So I don't get too caught up in that. What I want to make sure is that Charlie's happy here right now, which, you know, I've talked to him daily and things are going well, of course, right now. But get a good sense of what he thinks his future looks like from a, not just from a contract standpoint, but where he wants to be in the next few years.
Don, when you have those sit downs with an agent, do you go into that with a framework of what a contract would look like for that player, or is that something that happens later down the road?
Well, you always have, you know, you try to do comparables, you know, and UFAs are always harder than RFAs because, you know, RFAs are different, you know, the way they can go. You know, most time RFAs get signed, it's just a matter of time. UFAs have a choice, so you got to go in with some understanding of what you're willing to do for a player. And then you want to hear their feedback, too. Is it, you know, is it 2 years? Is it 4 years they're looking for? Because a lot of times you won't get a number, but you'll get the term. You know, the people express what kind of term a player is looking for. And then from there, you start grinding out on the numbers.
Well, you've pushed some right buttons here, man. He's a leader in the room. He's got a winning pedigree. Coyle just played, obviously, his 1,000th game. And you gave up a good prospect for him, right? Gavin Brindley was involved in that deal, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. And Gavin, we knew Gavin's going to be a good player. Just felt that with our team, with having Kent and, you know, on a little bit of a smaller size, that we could afford to give him up. And, you know, especially Kent was coming off 24 goals last year. So, but we went into the summer saying we need a right-hand shot center, an experienced guy. And when Charlie became available, you know, we were pretty aggressive to make sure we got him, and which we were fortunate to get him.
Mason Marchment also, that's another question you're going to have on re-sign, or is that scenario dependent as well?
Yeah, we'll same thing. You know, I'll talk with the agent here over the break and, you know, see how, you know, obviously he just joined the team and right before Christmas there, and he's been on fire since we've gotten him. You know, he was kind of the stir that got us going again there right off the bat when he played his first game. So, he's been an important player. You know, he missed a few games with the injury, and he came back and didn't score the first game and then had a hat trick the second game. So, you know, those kind of players, they don't come around that often. So you got to make sure you, investigate to see again what his future looks like, both from our side and from his side.
Speaking of the future, I know a guy that you're hoping will be a key piece of the future is going to be Caden Lindstrom. You know, you guys drafted him very high just a couple years ago. Don, any update on how he's doing, his time at Michigan State? What's he up there looking like right now?
Yeah, I've watched him three times up there. The first beginning of the year when I watched him, was going really well. He was getting frustrated because he wasn't scoring. The game I was at, the first game, he had two breakaways and didn't score neither one. And, you know, young players, especially players coming from the CHL, and we've seen it in other players around the college ranks, they think they're going to come in and just score. And college hockey is good hockey. And players are a little older, a little more mature, a little bit more built in their bodies and all that. So he was going good. Then he had a high ankle sprain that kept him out for three weekends. Came back a little slow. You could see he was a little jittery. And then I watched him a couple weeks ago, and he was back to himself. He's going to be a power forward. You know, he tries to hit everything, and sometimes maybe too aggressive, where, you know, he can be smart. He can get the puck and steal the puck. But I think he's progressing. You know, it's, when a player misses almost a whole year of hockey, obviously played only a few games in the CHL playoffs the year before, it's going to take time. And again, I go back and say, you know, college hockey is good hockey. So just because you're coming from, you know, the best junior league in the world, the CHL, doesn't mean you're going to just come in and pop goals and assists right off the bat. So he's progressing. You know, it's missing those times a little bit, set him back there for those 3 weeks, but I'm looking for a very strong finish from them. They got a good team. They should be in the tournament, and we'll see how it all goes.
Great stuff. Hopefully, yeah, and stay healthy and all that good stuff. He's got a heck of a future. All right, here's a tough one, because I don't envy you on these kind of things. And I don't even know how you're going to be able to answer this. So one that would really tug on the heartstrings of Jacket fans would be Boone Jenner. Heart and soul guy, loyal guy, been here forever. He's our guy. Would you have discussions with him about an extension? Have you yet?
I've talked to his agent just recently, a couple of days ago, and we're going to talk again here in the next little bit. You know, Boone is the kind of guy that you like in your locker room, of course, and the guys look up to him. And, you know, the issue that we just have to get through is, you know, Boone's missed a lot of games, 117 games in the last 4 years, not counting this year. So, you know, when players are aging, you always want to be careful, you know, what kind of term and that you give them. But saying all that, yeah, we would like to be able to bring Boone back. And obviously, we'd like him to start his career as a Blue Jacket and finish his career as a Blue Jacket.
Well, I know your phone's going to ring at some point. It probably always does, especially with him.
Yeah, that hasn't stopped. All my friends in the league that are trying to help me out, you know.
Right.
We'll take this player for me. We'll take that player. Yeah, they're all my friends, but they're all trying to help me.
That's right. Yes, they all have your best interest at heart. All right. Well, Levi the Cat says hello to Casper the Cat. We appreciate you, my man, and stay warm. Keep this going. You guys are more than in the conversation. Hope you run this right up to the Olympic break, and we'll get you back soon.
Great. Always appreciate being with you guys. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks. Don Waddell, president of Hockey Ops and the general manager of your Columbus Blue Jackets, selling hope here right before the Olympic break, and they've given Jacket fans a lot of that right now. We'll come back with overs and unders into the weekend. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
Head to 971thefan.com to listen on demand and subscribe to all our podcasts. Wasting time has never been easier. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Listen to Financial.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
My mom is a veteran and she was injured in the line of duty.
I hurt my leg in a training accident when she was only 2 years old.
She had 7 different surgeries over the span of 9 years and there were tons of complications.
I couldn't be the mom my kids needed me to be.
She missed so much.
After my last surgery, I got an infection so bad I thought it was going to kill me.
I told her she couldn't leave me yet. There was still so much she had to see. I hadn't even graduated.
I'm doing much better now. I may have lost my leg, but I've gained so much. I'm an active part of my kids' lives.
She can kick a mean soccer ball.
DAV's been there for me and my family. Through thick and thin, they've had our back.
Every year, DAV helps more than a million veterans like Sandy get the health and disability benefits they've earned so they can achieve victories great and small.
My victory is getting my life back. I got my joy back.
We got our mom back, thanks to DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Some journeys start small. A small pause and big purpose.
Look how cute you are, you sweet girl.
Every great partnership begins with the first step.
Yeah, let's go.
Guiding them through the world so one day they can guide someone through life. With shared experience, confidence grows, and the path becomes clear. It takes time, patience, and love. But the reward lasts a lifetime. You don't just raise a puppy. You raise a future. Become a Dogs, Inc. puppy raiser. Give a dog a purpose. Give someone hope.
Learn more at dogsinc.org.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Join our resident gambling degenerates, Dave Biddle and Scotty Vegas, for On the Money, Sunday mornings at 9.
Presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
All the action, none of the responsibility.
The Fan.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one. To learn more and get help on any day, visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Recruiter. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Rothman and Ice presents Overs and Unders.
Sponsored by the Roofing Guys. For all your roofing, siding, and gutter needs, contact the Roofing Guys at theroofingguys.com.
By the way, great Adon to jump on. A lot going on there.
Absolutely.
And we could have had him on, honestly, for a half an hour. Because the toughest part about making that move is not knowing. And then when you do get the bump, which they've gotten, to not be climbing in the standings the way you would hope to be in 6-1 with him. And looking up at 10 points back of... What are they? I think they're 10 points back of...
So the Bruins right now are at 67
in the wild card. So they're 10. They've gone 6-1 with Bones, and they're 10 points back of the wild card. Now, yeah. The good news is they're 8 points back of the Islanders in the Metro, which is very good, and that's the path they're going to probably be able to go. The issue is the Penguins and the Islanders are on fire, or at least they're winning.
And so is Boston, AR. Boston 8-1-1 in their last 10.
So... That's the frustration. That's the problem, right? Now, we didn't tap his brain into that frustration because this is what he wanted, and this is why he made the move. The other thing I thought was very interesting, and we may have to listen back to this next week, but when I asked him about Boone Jenner, which is, that is a tough one. That's an emotional thing for the fan base.
No doubt.
That's your captain. Mm-hmm. That's not an easy piece to move. But you know they'll be calling because that's exactly the guy other teams want to rent into the playoffs, 100%, if they know he's healthy. But at the end, you heard him say he started a jacket. We'd like him to retire as a jacket. Now, some people would hear that as he's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Don't be so quick on, hey, you go be a rental, and then we bring you back. That could be very well, that could be in place before that happens, and that would be a way to kind of massage that in, but we don't know.
It was great of Don to give us his time for sure. Really enjoyed that. And one thing that I probably should have asked him about Slick Rick's contract and what it would take for him to extend Rick out. What results do you need to see?
Probably.
Yeah, would have loved
and then
to
see if Rick wants to do it. Because remember, Rick is now in his mind maybe more of a sprinter than a marathoner. And it may be, hey, I can jump on for the second half. I'm re-energized. I feel good. My family's okay with it.
Yep.
Now, whether he wants to commit to 82 and more is yet to be seen. But if they do make the playoffs, and they're an underdog, a big underdog to make it right now, I think they're plus 230 to make it, then things change. Then maybe he has some emotion. Yep. All right, TLC, sorry about it.
I enjoyed it. I was enjoying that.
Thanks,
and I enjoyed the interview last segment.
Appreciate you.
Big one for us. Great get. All right. Let's update the poll from yesterday. So we gave you a mid-show update on the poll yesterday, but we were only like a dozen votes in, so we didn't have much information. So the question was, would you be in favor of the Super Bowl becoming a best-of-three series? One home game for each team. Game three is a neutral site.
Are the people with me?
And so there's no home field advantage?
I guess what we came up with, and we didn't include this in the thing, because, I mean, I wanted people to actually read what we put instead of, like, giving them a whole paragraph. But I guess the home field advantage could be whoever had the best regular season record gets to choose if they want the first game at home or, I don't know, maybe, like, game one neutral, game or game one at home, game two neutral, game three on the road. I don't know.
Ooh, okay. I would take the home game first. If I were the higher seed with the better whatever.
I can't believe I'm even wrapping my mind around this because when this first organically came up, I'm like, this is the worst thing ever. And then
thanks.
I didn't mean it as that. I just meant in my mind it was. It doesn't mean that I wouldn't watch, and it doesn't mean that it wouldn't eventually maybe turn out to have some drama and intensity to it. But I just don't think you can ask teams to play that many games and then say, all right, your championship now in football. In other sports, you can get away with it. But in football, that's...
Did you ever think that college football would be playing this many games? I've asked you that 10 years ago. AR, the champ's going to play 15 to 16 games.
When I was a kid, the NFL played 14.
Yeah. And we're probably going to go to 18 sooner rather than later.
All right, what are the results?
Okay, so I think we are very clear that it is a no, keep it as is the favorites. However, the percentage that I'm giving you... The winning percentage over under 90.0.
Dang.
What up, Zeke?
Wait, what?
Uh-oh, just talking to Isaiah.
Oh, okay. Oh, Isaiah's already locked in for his update at
the
top of the hour.
Open mic night.
I'm filling the air while you guys think.
Oh, man. It's high. It's got to be over that because yesterday it was almost, 100%. So he just gave us an over under of 90.5. I'm going to take the over.
We have over 100 more voters than we updated last.
I don't think the voters think about this as long as you and I do. So I think if I'm playing the knee-jerk reaction, it's no.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to ride with you. But I'm going to stay 10 toes down in my take that I think this would be fun and should happen.
No one at 92.4%.
Oh, it's closer than I thought.
I got some people with me. I'll take it. I'll take whatever I can get.
7.5% on Maddie's side.
We got floating temperatures for tomorrow morning. Oh, it has appeared to be as low as negative 12.
Come on, man. What are we doing?
However, it currently shows as negative 6 for the low tomorrow morning. So, what is going to be the low tomorrow morning? Over under negative 6.5.
Listen, we both undersold the blizzard. Just because I think we're trying to will it not to happen.
It was a
or that
edge,
it might
for sure.
fizzle out like mental some
edge.
Do. Yeah. But I remember saying on that Friday, like, we're way too close to the storm for them to get it that wrong. And so you say they're predicting minus 6?
As of now.
We've been hitting a couple of minus 2s this week.
So as of a couple of days ago.
So if I say over, that means I think it's going to be minus 7 or worse.
No.
Oh.
And over would be...
Okay.
Minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Over. Okay. Yeah, I'm going under then.
I'm going over.
All right, here we go. My favorite one. How many days until the snow is entirely melted? Over under 15 and a half.
Ooh.
Well, how many days are we going to get sun? Because, you know, the sun will melt it right off.
Oh, man.
How many days? Wait, how many days till we don't see snow, period, on the ground?
Correct. 15 and a half.
Give me the under on that.
What does that mean? I get confused. That under mean it'd be less days?
Yes. Yes. So less than 15 and a half days.
Where it's all gone.
All gone.
Oh, no. I'm over.
Really?
Yeah. And we don't even need to see any more flakes for it to still be here in 2 weeks.
I'm mentally will this. And I'm over. Okay. Feels like you're driving down like we're like a bowling ball and bumper cars. All the the bumpers at the bowling alley. Yeah. That's what I feel like when I'm driving. There's just snow everywhere.
Well, that's nice because you have a nice embankment instead of like a bridge abutment, off that right? Thing. Yeah, well... Less damage. All right, we're going to go top of the hour, hour number two, and we'll get into a wild little ranking system that they put out on ESPN. The NFL coaches got ranked the last 5 years. A couple of them are rank. We'll give that to you next. Rothman and Ice on the Fan.
There's nothing Bo Bishop can't do well, except find competent co-hosts. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan.
Men, the new year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.
Jude, every innovation we make is a moment we give to children with cancer everywhere. But we can't do it without you.
Learn more at stjude.org.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
Nathan has taught me to embrace the moment. Age-wise, I mean, I'm in my late 60s. I'm old enough to be his grandfather. Will he be embarrassed to acknowledge me as his dad? I think the most important thing we can do is let them know that they're safe, that they're valued and cared for and loved, and that they're important.
I knew I wanted to be adopted by him because of how he taught me to be the person who I am today. And it's coming from a dad that didn't expect to become a dad, and I feel very proud to be his son.
That was what he needed, and he was what I needed. Every day is full of new opportunities. That's what it's been about, realizing the simple things that it takes to make such a huge difference in these kids' lives.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
As a teacher or coach, do you ever feel overwhelmed supporting kids' mental health?
Teachers need tons of help.
I had never experienced players being so down that they can't even participate.
It's so important that we are constantly educating ourselves.
It's the same as the CPR class to me. We're trying to save a life here.
The Kids Mental Health Foundation has free tools and information developed by experts. Scan the QR code or check out kidsmentalhealthfoundation.org to get started.
We got a higher home appraisal after we put away our African art and family photos.
Has this happened to you because of race or national origin? Contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. A message from HUD and the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Isaiah Jacob. In the NFL, the Cleveland Browns are expected to hire former Baltimore Ravens run game coordinator Travis Switzer as their offensive coordinator. Switzer is one of a handful of Ravens assistants joining new head coach Todd Monken in Cleveland, including offensive line coach George Warhop. Tonight, the Jackets take on the Chicago Blackhawks at 8:30. The CBJ have won 7 of their last 8. Pre-game coverage begins right here on the Fan at 7:30. The Cavs in action tonight out in Phoenix, taking on the Suns at 9 p.m. Some reports coming out of Cleveland indicate the Cavs are in trade discussions around DeAndre Hunter and Lonzo Ball, the Cavs trying to escape the second apron. Tomorrow, Ohio State Hoops travel to Wisconsin to play at 2 p.m. The Badgers have been hot, winning 6 of their last 7. Buckeyes look to make it 2 in a row. We have pregame coverage beginning right here on The Fan at 1 p.m. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
like trying to snap a picture of Bigfoot. Nobody has ever witnessed Maddie eating a carb. This is Rothman and Ice.
Second hour of the program, pressure cooker at 117. Sam Bruckhaus, Sumer Sports football analyst, 130.
Hey, I'm looking across the glass right now, and TLC literally has a chicken wing in his hand. As we speak, with one hand on the board. Must be nice, man.
He's just...
Yo, you could have had it too.
Boy, I don't know. Are you keeping one hand clean and the other, like on the on the board?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The degree of difficulty on that isn't easy.
There's crumbs everywhere. There has to be crumbs
on the
board.
How about crumbs?
It's got to be. Yeah, he's picking them up now. Yeah,
okay.
There's crumbs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Swish.
Yep. Remember, folks, he did radio in St. Louis, the gateway to the West.
Yeah,
the gateway city.
All right. This is interesting. The fact that my Vikes have fired their GM after giving him a multi-year extension last year when we won 14 games, and they sent him to the Senior Bowl and then said, well, thanks.
That's cold-blooded. That's a little cold-blooded. There has to be some more going on, because you send a guy, because the Senior Bowl was this week, obviously. I think the game is tomorrow, so he's down there grinding and, you know, getting all this intel on guys that they may draft, and then flew back home to Minnesota, and they said, you know what? Yeah, we're good. You're out of here. I did find this tweet, though.
Okay.
This is coming from our guy, Adam Schefter. Throughout the season, there was talks about an underlying tension in the Viking building in league circles. One league source said it had been ugly in Minnesota. Then today, the Vikings fired Adolfo Mensa. So there you go. So maybe a power struggle behind the scenes with who, don't know. But, okay, that makes more sense there. But the whole sending him to the Senior Bowl and then firing him, that's a little grimy. A little grimy.
You know what? I think this has a lot of Sam Darnold effect. I do. They fired him. I mean, Sam might win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's four quarters
and
away, man.
J.J. McCarthy looks a lot less than what they think he's going to be. And that combo, it's...
Here's what I'll say, though, AR. I don't know if there's a lot of GMs that wouldn't have made the decision that he made.
Yeah.
Give the first-round talent at that position a chance to show what he can do. Because you would have been paying Sam Darnold, you're not giving him an extension. Yeah. You would have had him with the franchise tag.
Let me ask you a weird, wild question.
Yeah.
Both of you guys. If I were running the Vikings, and I came to work today and I said, we need to go all in, and we need to take the dynamite to this thing, and we need to offer picks and defensive talent for Joseph Burrow, and reunite him, the often injured quarterback, with his greatest wide receiver.
Yeah.
Would the Bengals even pick up the phone?
They would pick up the phone and immediately hang up.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, that's where I would be at if I were running the Bengals. I see the vision and what you're trying to create up there in Minnesota, for sure. I mean, you pair that guy together, it's kind of what we already see in Cincinnati with the playmakers that Joey B has, but I don't think that conversation goes very far in Cincinnati. But I do think up in Minnesota, you guys are going to be having some interesting conversations this offseason about what are we going to do, because I just don't think you're rolling into training camp next year with J.J. McCarthy as the only guy as a viable starter, or could be a viable starter in the league next year.
We're way over the cap. I mean, we're toast. Like, I don't know how we figure out our quarterback situation without making massive moves, massive trades. I don't know. We had Daniel Jones got injured. That's the saving grace for the Vikes, letting him out of the building. Or
correct,
it's the double whammy. Imagine if Daniel Jones had continued on that path this year and gotten the Colts in, and they were making a dent in the playoffs. Or imagine the nightmare of all nightmare scenarios. The Colts are playing the Seahawks in the Super Bowl, and the Viking quarterback bowl is next Sunday.
One of the guys would...
Don't worry. Maddie says no one would watch that anyway, so
that's true.
Yeah, it's a ratings killer.
This guy, man.
80 million versus 100.
That's never been my stance. My stance has always been it would be a lot less viewers. That has been my stance. And nobody...
Millions less.
Nobody would want to watch Daniel Jones and Sam Darnold. It'd be a garbage Super Bowl to sell. It'd be terrible to sell. if you're the league.
Being terrible to sell and people not watching are two different things. I think
I understand that, but my he's living in this world where those two guys move the needle and they don't. They don't.
I just think the game moves the needle.
There are two words that move the needle. Super Bowl.
Okay.
That's all you need.
And my stance has always been in the world of business, which the NFL is in, you don't want to sell that and have 30 less million viewers watching that game.
What else are they going to be watching?
Well, I don't know.
What if it turns
that game would not, that's not
going to rewatch season 5 of Stranger Things instead?
Yeah, maybe.
Here's the other thing, though. You're making the leap that pre-flop, pre-kick,
pre-flop,
that game is not good. So nobody's watching. You have to leave room for what if it's a great game?
I'm leaving room for that. And I'm conceding to you guys that obviously a lot of people would watch the game. But
70 million plus.
That I don't think it would be that many people. I think when you have, let's say we did have this year, Joe Burrow and pick an elite quarterback from the NFC side.
Baker Mayfield.
Throw
Jalen Hurts.
Throw Stafford in there and the Rams. That's going to do a lot better numbers than our heck. Let's do Joey B and Dak Prescott with the Cowboys. You guys are trying to tell me that there wouldn't be a significant gap between that game and Sam Darnold and Daniel Jones as far as viewership?
If it turned into a blowout, it might not be.
I'm talking about just interest out of the gate. I happen to think that there would be a much larger gap in interest in the game. The NFL's always going to do monster numbers.
I would actually argue it doesn't, because every sports fan in America is watching.
But you have to have some level of an attraction. And the guys, the Super Bowl that you presented, that's not an attraction. It's just not, in my mind, it's not.
Okay, well, let's actually take this from the real world, because we do have at least one of these. You know, we argued the Seahawks versus the Colts in like week 8. We actually got one of them. Is there no legitimacy to the Seahawks now that they've actually ran the table and gotten here? Like, doesn't getting to the Super Bowl give you the legitimacy that you need just because your quarterback's name is Sam Darnold?
No, it does, but that's...
Or regardless of the fact that
we're comparing, I think, different things here. And I think you are caught up in, just because it's a Super Bowl, it's always going to do crazy numbers, which I'm giving you.
Okay.
But I just think that as Roger Goodell in the league, if we're running a business, we want headliners on the marquee. In some of the Super Bowls that you guys have presented, that wouldn't be the case.
I'm with you on that. I don't think that's a big reach. If you had the two of the elite guys in the sport going against each other, if Brady is, like we've seen it in AFC title games. You know, if
Brady and Manning,
if Burrow's playing Allen, or if something like you.
Yeah. So are we saying that this year the Super Bowl is only half baked because it's the Seahawks and Sam Darnold, and you know we got Drake May, MVP candidate, up and comer.
You don't have the headliner on the other side either.
I haven't heard anybody complaining about this Super Bowl. Being like, oh man, it's the Seahawks, really?
We kind of knew going into the playoffs
about it. Nobody's going to complain about it. But there's a whole new world where you could have a guy like Josh Allen in the Super Bowl, and there's another side of the entertainment world where you have his wife and Haley Steinfeld, or let's say when the Chiefs were in it, the Kelce stuff with Taylor Swift. Like,
you had Jimmy Garoppolo on one side once. You had Purdy. You've had
no, but I guess my point is when you have those type of guys, there's just more eyeballs on the sport because of who they are, and then sometimes what they do outside of football, who they're with outside of football, that brings even more people to the table,
more so than Sam Darnold or Daniel Jones. Is there an issue with this Super Bowl then?
I don't have an issue with it.
Okay.
I really don't. I'm just always, I put myself in the shoes of what I think the league would want.
Do you think the league has an issue with this year's Super Bowl?
I don't think they love this, but I don't think they're upset about it.
They knew going in what they had and what they didn't have.
They wanted Josh Allen to be in this game.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
Especially since
they haven't won one, Buffalo, and he hasn't been to one.
Correct.
I also think that in the sports world, we've had this weird, and this bothers me, and you know this bothers me. Everything has to be about history. everything. Is he going to win another one? Are they going to win another one? Are they going to stack three? Is this a dynasty? Everything has to go to the big picture. We cannot live in the present. We can't get excited about certain games where there's no real massive history or some impact of history involved. Is Mahomes there? Is he going to win another one? Can he catch Brady? Like, that's all of it. And it bothers me because this is a good game. Two teams that certainly have maybe exceeded expectations. Mm-hmm. A quarterback that was thrown into the garbage bin. Another one that's young and up and coming. Yes, he's on a branded franchise, and maybe there's some Patriot hate there. But honestly, I just love a great story and a good game.
Know,
and these teams
you.
Have earned it. And I think what we have to sell, or what they think they have to sell, is always the best of the best of the best. And anything else lacks intensity and interest and all that.
I completely understand where you're coming from. I think maybe a little bit of the problem with this Super Bowl, too, is on the New England side of things, is that you're selling Drake May, and then after that for New England, you're selling their head coach as far as star power on the team. And so that, and look, it's not going to hurt the NFL at all. But I just think for when you want to get as many eyeballs and recognizable names in this thing, New England doesn't have that. The casual football fan right now, I don't think, can name five Patriot players.
Yeah.
It's Vrabel and Drake May. That's what you're selling.
All right, we're going to come back. And who feels the heat going into the weekend? It's time for the pressure cooker. That's next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
Never have I been so excited to get a whiff of sweaty jock straps.
It's Football Friday.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Yay, Football the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
How are you doing now?
Much better.
You said it was asthma?
Yeah, he started with this cough and then he was wheezing.
That's terrifying.
Doctor said hidden triggers can make it worse. Things like dust, mold, even pests.
Pests?
Yeah, droppings and allergens from cockroaches and rodents can seriously impact children with asthma or allergies.
I had no idea.
We're making sure our home stays pest-free.
Don't let pests put your family's health at risk. Visit pestworld.org to learn more. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
And then Timmy.
You haven't seen it. How can you say that it sucks?
Because if it was good, I would have seen it.
That's dumb. That's ridiculous. You're an idiot.
Common Man and Timmy, afternoons on the Fan, is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company.
For the past 100 years, Shriners Children's has become family to over 1.5 million kids.
In tough times and good times, they're there when we need them most.
Please go online right now to loveshriners.org.
Hello.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
And weather
from the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We are looking at a mix of clouds and sunshine here for your Friday, but still very cold temperatures with highs only in the mid to upper teens here for this afternoon. Winds out of the northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And as we head into the weekend, we are still tracking a mix of clouds and sunshine, and temperatures staying into the teens to near 20 here as we head through your Saturday and Sunday. And that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
Bet365, the official online sports book of Rothman and Ice. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Rothman and Ice present Under Pressure.
Sponsored by 3D Cabinetry. 3DCabinetry.net, where quality meets affordability.
All right, Ice. Who's going into the weekend with the heat, feeling the heat?
Okay. You want me to lead this thing off?
Your honor, whatever right. You want.
I'm starting in the NBA because the trade deadline is approaching. We talked to Don Waddell about that earlier. NHL trade deadline, not too far out. You missed Big Don's interview. You can always catch up wherever you get your podcast. All you got to do is type in Rothman and Ice. Bet365 sponsors our podcast. I'm going up to Milwaukee, AR, and I'm throwing general manager of the Milwaukee Bucks, John Horst, on the pressure list because Giannis has made it official. Giannis Antetokounmpo has made it official. He's good on Milwaukee. I want out of here. Now, I think this is tricky because...
To rock a rhyme that's right on time?
There we go. When do you trade Giannis? Do you do it now or do you wait until the offseason? Because this is what's going to give you a chance to bounce back via a bunch of draft picks. Right now, talent. I think they can get a combination of both because Giannis is still a top three, top five at worst player in the NBA. He is also injured. That's another hurdle in this as well. Giannis right now is dealing with a calf injury. He's dealt with this for a while now. But you're going to trade away, obviously, the face of the franchise. You accomplished some good things with him. You won the chip, had some other good years around that. But these are the tough, critical decisions that a general manager has to make when you have to trade a top five player in his prime because the return has to be top tier. So I'm going GM for the Bucks, John Horst. I'm putting him on the pressure list. He is going to be scrambling, I have to imagine, over the next week or two.
What about if you're a fantasy GM? How will you affect? Same, very similar, I would think, right?
Well, you told us that. You
if
know,
you can get a top 10 to 15 player in value, then you have to consider trading, dealing him to avoid the injury thing you talked about. And the unknown trade destination. And I think the fantasy is real in this
I
regard.
Feel like this is part of how GMs think. I think this way in fantasy. I imagine in reality it works somewhat similar.
It does.
I agree.
It really does. And it's also, AR, the player that you mentioned or players that you mentioned, yeah. But the picks that you're getting too, right? And do you want to, you know, have a dancing partner with the Warriors? Like, you trade and get some of their future first-round picks down the road, those are really attractive because Steph and Draymond are already OGs, and so they're not going to be a good basketball team. And so it's just a lot of moving pieces for John Horst in a tricky, tricky time for the Bucks right
now.
It's
a good one. And if I was a fantasy manager on the other side, I'm not giving up a top 15 player. I'm giving you a top 25 player because guess what? I'm taking all the risk that Giannis could be injured the rest of the year.
I want the asset, though, AR. Me. I want I want Giannis. So I hear what you're saying, but give me the asset, which is a top player.
I'm putting it on Brooks Koepka.
He's back.
Back on the tour.
He's back.
Yeah, you miss the competitiveness, don't you? He had an opening round 73 at Torrey Pines. Brutal. I think he's going to have some nerves early. I think he can't afford to kind of mess around too long. And certainly all five of his majors have come from a couple of these tournaments early in the year on the courses of that he's playing now. And then he's going to play Phoenix. He's won that event twice, I think. So as part of this returning member program, like the re-entry to the tour, he's not eligible to get a sponsor exemption this year. So that means, like, he's got to play his way into the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. He's got to play his way into Genesis. He's got to play his way into Arnold Palmer. I'm assuming he'd have to play his way into Memorial. I don't think the Captain's Club can just get together and say, we want him. I think he'd have to play his way in. Now, if he gets enough FedEx points to have a chance, we'll see. He could do something there. How long can this guy stay at his peak? He's 35. He's a year younger than Rory, but he's had a lot of injuries, bad ones. And he's coming off his worst year in the majors of his career. He missed three cuts. So I'm putting on Brooks Koepka. You're coming back to the tour. The competition ramps up. Here's Scotty and Rory. And they're not going to want you to take over. So I don't think he's going to get heckled too much, though. Because he was a top player on the tour. He's really good looking. His wife's a social media darling. He knows how to work the social media scene himself. We saw that when he was going back and forth with Bryson. So I think he's going to be received okay by fellow players and fans. But I think the pressure is really on the play. And whether he can now dive right into the tour off this exhibition golf and shorts that he's been playing. And I'm putting the pressure on him.
Is Patrick Reed back, too?
Yeah, but
is
he can't come back right away.
He's got to wait a little minute?
Yeah, his re-entry program is a little different, I believe, on the timing of it.
Second candidate for me, AR, is a man that was born on September 23rd, 1989, down there in Florida. Went to college at Air Force and William and Mary, played wide receiver in college. This is now the new head coach of the Buffalo Bills and Joe Brady. The more I've thought about this and looking at the new hires around the NFL, the more and more I'm like, this dude is stepping into a world of real heat up there in Buffalo. Josh Allen went to bat for him. What happened?
Sorry, buddy.
Whatever.
Because did you just say fantasy GM and real GM are similar?
I feel like this is
part of how GMs think. I think this way in fantasy. I imagine in reality it works somewhat similar.
I did.
I love my little laugh at the end there, too.
I did, with a semi-laugh. That's funny.
No, just I'm going Joe Brady, okay. AR. I'm going Joe Brady. It just sounds like all the reporting up there coming out of the building is that Josh Allen was banging the table for this guy. And so he's never been a head coach before. He's been kind of the...
It's a good one.
Yeah, I just think...
I mean, Josh should carry most of the pressure, but you're right.
He is, because when you have a certain level of success as a fan base, the team's going to point the finger at him. If it goes wrong, they're not going to point the finger at Josh because that is their beloved son up there. And so he's got to go, and he's got to go now. Some of these other head coaches are going to have a little bit of time because the bar isn't as high as where it is up there in Buffalo. So I'm going Joe Brady.
I don't know if I can put any more pressure on the Toronto Maple Leafs. That they already don't know. I mean, I don't know what I can do here. I mean, they're losing ground by the second in the East. I mean, I know they lost Mitch Marner. That's a 102-point guy who goes to Vegas. But I thought they were going to be a playoff team regardless. You have superstars in Matthews and Nylander. Injuries along the way, I'm going to factor those in. But this team is brutal. I mean, they don't even have games in hand over anybody, I don't think. And there are two teams ahead of them before you even get to the playoff cut line. Mm-hmm. They've now lost, I believe, 8 of 9. And, Nylander's shooting the bird to the broadcast cameras and the coach got zinged with a horrible injury and a gym accident. They have to be feeling they can't get out of their own way. So, ironically, the Toronto Maple Leafs have the same amount of points as our Blue Jackets, but it just seems to be the exact opposite feel as the Jackets have won 6 of 7. And I think the Leafs have lost 7 of 8 or 8 of 9. So I'm putting it on them.
All right. Last candidate for me, 2 freshmen in the world of college basketball, getting after it tomorrow. BYU goes into Kansas tomorrow. 4:30 tip, A.J. DeBanta and Mr. Darren Peterson. This guy is special. He's an absolute... I think both these guys are going to be really good players in the league. But this is one of those situations to where you want to get after the guy and have a better game than the guy that could be the number one pick. So I think these type of games have a lot of sway, right, where GMs and scouts are going to have a lot of eyeballs on these two. So Darren Peterson... A.J. DeBanta tomorrow to put on a show, because a lot of people are going to be seeing what these guys are made of out there on the floor and how they can match up against each other. So, yeah, a couple freshmen that are absolute stars in the making. I'm putting them on the pressure list for tomorrow.
All right, since TLC didn't allow me to have music for the third, I'll just try to fill it myself.
And cut.
I'm going to go with... Now he's playing some sort of commercials over there. I'm going to go with the Miami Redhawks.
Oh.
They're 10 wins away from an unbeaten regular season. And I'm not saying that that's their ultimate goal, but when you're 10 wins away from going 31-0, more importantly, Big Dan's got to win a game. You can't have a season like this and get in and not win. And so over the past 3 Big Dances, 10 teams outside the 5 high major conferences that were also double-digit seeds won at least one game.
Yeah.
And that's what I think they're going to be. I would think they're projected now as about an 11, even though they are 21-0. And they make threes. They're winning close games. They're
buckets.
Being tested. Yeah. And I think the pressure, like I said, the pressure isn't to go 31-0, but when they get in, you can't have that season and then lose their first.
That's a good call.
So I'm going to put it on them now to start building that.
Okay. Because their strength of schedule, I have to imagine, AR, isn't great. Like, as far as true wins that are going to hold a lot of weight with the conference that they're playing in.
21-0 and they're an 11 seed. That should tell you.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Those are your pressure cookers for this weekend. All right. We're going to come back with our friend Sam Bruckhaus, Sumer Sports football analyst. Get his opinion on the draft and a lot more. Rothman and Ison.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Live better.
Rothman and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door showroom on Gemini Parkway. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The best teams don't always win titles. Sounds like AR and Maddie bragging about their fantasy teams.
Hey, that's cheating.
This is Rothman and Ice.
No doubt about it. Sam Brookhouse will be joining us in moments once TLC connects with him. As we get into kind of some Senior Bowl and mocking up the guys there, that is tomorrow, right?
I am 99.9% sure, yeah, you are correct, that the Senior Bowl is tomorrow down there in Alabama.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, I've got Saturday, January 31st at 1:30 p.m., Hancock-Whitney Stadium.
I guess Luke Altmaier from Illinois was... showing the poise and accuracy.
Oh, okay.
That scouts enjoy.
I think Sam was there, and we got to ask him about Luke, and I think you know who was there too, Mr. Pavia. I think Diego Pavia was in the building for the Senior Bowl.
That's a guy who's going to have to really wow people and get over the how he was at the Heisman and after that, because I think he's going to have to win a lot of GMs over.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't normally anyway, based on, you know, his size.
Correct.
All right. Sam is with us now, courtesy of the Bryan Heating Cooling Systems Fangest Hotline. Thanks a lot, Sam. How you been?
Hey, fellas. I've been fantastic. This is one of the most exciting points of the year. We got college basketball. We got pro basketball. We got some of the best football in the playoffs, and we got the optimism of the draft. So I'm excited for the next couple weeks, and, you know, the Senior Bowl, Shrine Bowl was great. Hoping for a good Super Bowl as well.
Let me ask you this. As long as you mention the Super Bowl, I'll start with this. What has surprised you more, Sam Darnold's resurgence or Drake May being in a Super Bowl this early?
I have been surprised, particularly in the Rams game, with the Seahawks offense. The dirty little secret about the Seahawks this year is that they have been basically buoyed by their incredible defense. But their special teams has basically functioned as an offense with regards to both the kickoff and also with kickoff return and punt returns. That trade for Rashid Shaheed is one of the few trades that has basically worked out for both teams. And as a result, they've been killing teams and special teams, and that's frankly why they end up winning the game against the Rams. But the dirty little secret of the Seahawks was that their offense down the stretch was quite paltry, well below average. Sam Darnold on the year ends up the 15th best quarterback in terms of expected points added per play. Very similar to his Vikings total. And then at the end of the day, I just didn't know if they were going to be able to produce against a team like the Rams. And they were able to do it. And moreover, they were able to do it by breaking tendencies. This team all year was a team that wanted to trot out heavy personnels and run the ball despite being one of the worst rushing offenses in the league. Against the Rams, they finally opened it up. We saw really for the first time in his career, Clint Kubiak began calling passes at a higher rate than expected in the data. And I was really surprised about how Sam Darnold met the moment. So I have to say, I am more surprised by Sam Darnold than Drake May.
Let's stay here in the NFL and get your thoughts on what the Cleveland Browns have done, bringing in Todd Monken. And there's some uncertainty right now as far as what's going to happen with Jim Schwartz and whether or not he even wants to be there in Cleveland as their defensive coordinator. But Sam, hit us with your thoughts on Todd Monken and this fit in Cleveland.
Yeah, I think if you look at what Todd Monken was able to do with the Baltimore Ravens, first off, he was able to unlock Lamar Jackson. Unfortunately, I do not believe that the Cleveland Browns had a talent like Lamar Jackson in the quarterback room right now. But that means that in the next 2-3 years as the head coach, they are able to get a high-level talented, particularly a more mobile quarterback in the room to compete with Shedeur Sanders and Dillon Gabriel and potentially Deshaun Watson if he ends up being healthy, that could make a big difference, particularly in the passing game. But what he showed this year in particular is what I think that Andrew Berry is very interested in. With Lamar out and with Lamar quite hurt it showed up in our data with regards to his athleticism. We saw his 40-yard dash and various other combine testing predictions in our tracking data decline for Lamar Jackson. He was able to put together the second best rushing offense in the league, despite having a hobbled Lamar and in an offensive line that had some injuries and some regression. And yet they were still able to build up a good rushing offense. I think you look at this Browns team, you have talented running backs, you have talented tight ends, and I think that they took a glance across the spectrum, said, we know we want a top play caller, as our head coach Todd Monken has been that over the past 2 years, and in particular, he's going to use 12 personnel, Fannin and Njoku, to spring Quinshon Judkins and some of those other running backs. I think that was the evaluation, and frankly, I don't really have too many qualms about it. I think it's a pretty good decision. Don't know what's going on with Jim Schwartz. I think that was kind of unexpected that he would leave as a result of the decision. I don't really know what the internal evaluation is, but I think when you have Myles Garrett, it's easy to be a defensive coordinator. So I think regardless of if Schwartz stays, as long as Garrett is happy, that defense should still be good.
Talking to our friend Sam Bruckhaus, Sumer Sports, here on the Brian Heaton Coin Systems Fangest Hotline. Let me get your opinion on Arch Manning and how he finished the season. It's fairly strong. And, you know, he's got a new weapon in the kid from Auburn who transferred, and the backfield got some transfers. Ohio State goes there in week two. Where were you on him last year before this finish? He got labeled a bust really early. I thought that was a real knee-jerk reaction. But how far does Arch Manning have to go for you this year for you to be convinced that he is going to be what some people thought he would be?
So let's set the scene here. At the beginning of the season, Arch Manning is number one on what we call the consensus big board. And what that does is look at The Athletic and look at ESPN and look at every sports section and congeal all of these opinions into one. The idea is that the consensus big board is similar to Wikipedia. If the wisdom of the crowds comes together, it generally is more right than any one person. That's basically what we're trying to do. And they evaluated Arch Manning, who had really never played, you know, detailed snaps at quarterback over the course of a season, to be the best player in the draft. Now, I think injuries came into it, but like you said, they labeled him a bust. But at the end of the day, a lot of times those preseason consensus big board ratings do tend to be sticky. You think of guys in the NFL like James Pierce. You think of guys this year like Luther Burden. They were rated very high on the consensus big board, dropped for one reason or another, and ended up having very good seasons. So I was always of the opinion that he would progress positive regression back up to his talent level. And to everyone who says that Arch Manning isn't necessarily a five-star recruit if he doesn't have the last name Manning, how many 6'5", 225-pound rushing quarterbacks that can run about a 4.6, 4.7 are there out there? There's maybe 5 to 6 each recruiting class. And so as a result, I still believed in him. And I think, frankly, if he would have come out this year, he would have been testing Fernando Mendoza as the number one pick. I think next year he's going to develop a lot. I would expect him to be the number one pick next year.
So I know Dan Lanning and the Oregon fan base is very happy with the decision Dante Moore made. But, Sam, when you look at his game right now, what could have been in play for him as far as how high he could have gone in the draft, did you agree with his decision to run it back out there in Eugene?
So let's just look at the data and what our scouts at Sumer Sports say. In the data, he's just a quality, you know, he's probably an 80th to 90th percentile player. He's kind of a B-plus in a lot of statistics, but he's a B-plus in everything. So when you put all of that together, he's a very, very good prospect. Our scouts added the context that his technique and his ability to distribute the ball kind of seemed a little bit juvenile as compared to some of the other quarterbacks. I think as a result, he sat down with his agent, sat down with Dan Lanning, and made a decision that he just simply wasn't ready yet. And as a result, I am interested of probably when his agent called around, in the consensus, they believed that he was the second quarterback and as a result would probably be picked in the top 10 picks. I wonder if the league didn't have a similar opinion as Sumer Sports on this one, where, you know, maybe he kind of falls down, goes in the second or the third round, has a better chance to be the number one pick and make that big money up front, add in a giant NIL sum from Phil Knight and the Oregon Collective. And so I think he did make the right decision in coming back. It will be very interesting, though, because he will be tested. Dylan Raiola, is coming in from Nebraska to Oregon. He will have a competition. So high risk, high reward for sure. But if the reward should be great if he's able to develop.
We do a segment right before we brought you on called Pressure Cooker. And the one guy that I was thinking about putting in there was Josh Hoover. And not because he's not talented, just because of what Indiana pulled off this year. And now, can they hit the daily double? The roster saw a significant turnover after the title, but Cignetti is reloaded in the portal. And give me your take on this kid that's thrown for more than 9,000 yards, replacing Fernando Mendoza. How good is he?
Yeah, so there's signal in the fact that he's still in college, right? So I don't know if he's an absolute premium prospect. And even Mendoza really was substantially younger than Josh Hoover when it really came down to it. And he just transferred up to a better program in his I think it was his redshirt junior or senior. Nowadays, it's difficult to tell with the redshirt rules. But basically, his third or fourth year ends up at Indiana. Hoover obviously is not going to be like that. This is a guy who's played a lot of football and gotten a lot of starts. And so I do think that ability to kind of handle the stresses of college football will help him in a Kurt Cignetti offense, which is designed to win down by down. So I do think that he will perform well. That being said, all of us remember when Florida State put together probably what I think is one of the best rosters of all time with Jordan Travis at quarterback, Jared Verse and Braden Fisk, both who have challenged for Pro Bowl bids in their first 2 years of the Rams at the defensive line position, multiple offensive linemen, wide receivers that are in the NFL, including Keon Coleman and Johnny Wilson, like literally talent at every single position. They try to turn that over. Most of those guys were transfers with a similar strategy, and it just doesn't work out. So I do think there is risk in any transfer portal strategy, particularly as it pertains to the quarterback position. However, when you do have a level of snaps, you can kind of figure out what you got with Josh Hoover. And so I do think the Indiana train will continue. Does that mean an undefeated season? Does it even mean a Big Ten victory? I don't necessarily think so.
My man, great stuff as always. Sam Bruckhaus, Sumer Sports, all the insights. They've got more than 500 years of NFL expertise. And they're doing it weekly. Thanks, my man. Enjoy, and we'll talk to you hopefully before the Super Bowl.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Sam was on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fangest Hotline. All right, when we come back, Buckeye Bulletin, and get your calendar out or your phone. The spring game for Ohio State has been set. We'll tell you when. And when tickets will go on sale as well. That's next, Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
If you consider yourself a Buckeye fan, you've come to the right place. This is your heritage sports talker and home of Ohio State Athletics, The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
I wish I'd gotten treated.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
All your favorite fan shows are on YouTube. Along with those fake YouTube ads like Chew This Gum and It Grows New Teeth. Experience the splendor of Bose sitting in his closet, Timmy Hall's gouty gold chains, and Matty Ice wearing a coat in 90-degree weather. It's all there. Head to YouTube and subscribe today.
Maybe it was a family vacation. Or a school field trip. But there you were, standing in awe at a national park. We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Today, tomorrow, forever. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
You served behind the desk.
You served in combat.
You did 4 years and got out.
You were drafted.
You gave 20 years.
You gave exactly what your country needed.
And so did you.
When you raised your hand and swore an oath to your country, when you put your name on a dotted line, you became part of only 1% of Americans who did the same. You are a veteran.
You are a veteran.
You are a veteran. Because no matter when, where, or how you served, you made a sacrifice for your country, and you deserve support.
If you're struggling with life after service, don't wait. Reach out.
Reach out to a loved one, to a fellow veteran, to VA.
Find resources at va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Columbus Worthington Air and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Rothman and Ice present Buckeye Bulletin.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Buy four windows, get four free from windownation.com.
All right, Buckeye Bulletin time. Getting out the calendar.
All right, I'm ready.
Get that phone calendar out.
I'm ready. We got it.
And I'm sliding over to April.
Okay.
And I'm sliding over to the third Saturday in April.
Okay.
And I'm typing in,
I have to work that day.
Ohio State spring game, Maddie works. April 18th.
Okay. Okay.
Is the day?
Yeah, I don't usually have to work that, but you do, usually. Right?
Yeah, but we're going to share the wealth this year.
Hey, if you need me, I'll be there. Over the phone.
Tickets for this year's spring game go on sale Friday, February 20th at 10 a.m.
Got a price on those things,
Big? No, I don't.
Okay. Probably about five, ten bucks, maybe?
I think there was some tiered pricing in the spring game, was there not? If you wanted to sit down real low behind the squad, I thought there was a little bit of an upgrade.
That wouldn't surprise me in the NIL era, right? You know what I mean?
You're not getting in with Chef Boyardee.
Those are the good old days. A can of SpaghettiOs. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Can't bring those in. But yes, this is a... We know what the spring game is. For the most part, it is a glorified scrimmage. However, you will get a chance to look at some new faces, right? Like, especially the transfers. But I know a lot of people are going to be excited to see Chris Henry Jr. and what that's going to look like right out of the gate, because it definitely seems like he's going to be a dude that needs to be ready to go right away. And so that wide receiver room, man, it's going to be a fun watch. You know what you're getting from four. That dude's automatic. He's going to be locked in to try to get the Biletnikoff this year, since he hasn't... You know, I thought he should have got it this year, but that's good for him. He's going to get to chase that carrot, if you will. So his hunger and desire is always there, but now there's added motivation. But also, this year, what are they going to get from Brandon Ennis, man? Brandon Ennis now, he is one of the vets of this team. And so he is going to be called upon to deliver at a high level. And so that's just, can't wait to see Julian spinning again, AR, over there at the shoe. But collectively, outside of Jeremiah Smith, how comfortable would Julian Sam be with the other options?
It's a big part of it, for sure, projecting that depth. That's why a lot of people think that Jeremiah Smith may have a better shot of winning the Heisman this year than he did, or coming up, than he did last season with Carnell Tate. And I was banging the drum all year for Carnell Tate. I thought if his name was Jeremiah Smith, he probably would have been up for the Heisman, making some of those circus catches. But, yeah, the other part about this will be interesting because of Julian's backups.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in a spring game, right? Let's see Tavian throw it again. Mm-hmm. Let's see what's going on there. There's no competition, which we thought we had a race going into last season. We may have.
Yeah.
So that's the one thing you already know, is that Sayan's the starter again.
I think to your point, though, AR, the competition is the guys behind
that's
Julian,
right?
Like, who is going to be the next guy up? Who's going to be if something unfortunately does happen to Julian Sayan, Coach Day, hey, I'm going to you. And so Tavian St. Clair, as most of these guys are, big-time recruits, but he's an Ohio guy. Mm-hmm. And so that room is...
12 snaps, I think.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. And so that room is full of talent, but that's an important role this year, right? So fortunately, you didn't have to talk about that last year, but you just never know in this sport, man. So you got to stay locked in and ready to go in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, but you can go back to even thinking that if... they were inches away from taking control of the Indiana game in the Big Ten championship. His knee hits the ground early.
Yeah.
Maybe they score on that drive.
Yeah.
Or maybe if they went to a Lincoln Keenholz package there, he'd get the first. I don't know. But you're right. The backup quarterback situation at Ohio State this season had a little more thought process. And then when we saw Julian take over, then we were just talking about whether Lincoln would see the field in any way, shape, or form. But,
right.
You know, Martins did not throw a lot with Maryland last year. He did with UCLA. Yeah, it'll be interesting. I think you got a five-star recruit in Tavian St. Clair and Martin coming over from Maryland, so
we'll
get to see.
Even with Julian, AR, you know, what does the body type look like? You know what I'm saying? Like, in those type of things that they, I'm sure they did, as they want a lot of players to get bigger and stronger in the offseason. Coach Moradi's been here forever, getting guys headed down the right path with the strength and conditioning stuff. But for Julian, I would love to know, like for Coach Day, you know, you hear from coaches, hey, we send guys into the offseason with a plan of kind of what we want them to work on. And what was that for Julian? Was it extending plays more in and outside of the pocket? Coaches are always going to want that. Julian's bread and butter is his accuracy, right, and the arm talent that he has. But I'm sure he's been in the lab this offseason to take his game to a whole nother level. So that'll be interesting to see from him as well, even though, as you alluded to, everybody on defense is going to be well aware of you better not get close to 10. You better not get close to him. But he's now gone into an offseason with something that he's probably never had to feel before in his career. Failure. Well, failure may be a little strong, but not getting to where he probably wanted to get and where the team wanted to get. For the majority of his football life, he's been the guy and he's been able to do probably what he wants out there on the football field. But Indiana and Miami, those are those teachable moments for a guy that's really never probably felt that.
Yeah, well, you did something there that I think is appropriate. And it's, if you just want to put it in plain as day, it's losses. He experienced losses. And sometimes, in Columbus, Ohio, losses equal failure. And so you're not way off base by saying it that way.
The reason I wanted to moonwalk off of that is because he was a Heisman finalist.
Of course he was. But he's got to grow from two tough games.
Absolutely.
When the competition went up, he wasn't the guy that we had seen before. And he did get a little bit of happy feet. And there were some times where he didn't process it the same way. Mm-hmm. But let's look at what happened. He faced two defenses that played for the national title. So it's not like, that's so he real. Played the game's ultimate competition and didn't play his best. So to your point, that's experience he needs to lock away. Because we know when, because I said it all year, lesser teams had a real problem. Because if they decided to go after him and they didn't get home, they were toast.
You're cooked.
And if they decided we're just going to drop eight.
Yeah.
And see if we can cover for 10 minutes. That wasn't working.
Right.
So when he faced teams that could get home or could cover, that's what happened.
And AR, it's something I think about a lot, is guys at this level, guys just the elite of the elite athletes, when that first dose of not succeeding the way you used to, how do you handle that? Like, that has to be a harsh pill to swallow, right? Because for probably 80 to 90% of your life, it's been pretty smooth for these guys. And so it can be a good thing for a guy as talented as Julian is to go through some of those trials and tribulations, if you will, and hit the reset button.
Think about this for a second. The two biggest, most impactful plays, you could say, in the last two games for him, the pick six against Miami that made that game 14-0, and the unfortunate where it looked like he had the first down against Indiana, but his knee hits. All right? So you could say that game of inches, and he was involved in both of those big time. And now he's got to grow from that, like you said.
No doubt.
That is today's Buckeye Bulletin. We'll come back, and we'll get into a deep dive. Who should really be the preseason number one this year? One analyst says he has the team that should be above them all to start the year. We'll tell you who that is next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
The radio couldn't contain us, so we've taken over YouTube. Catch Morning Juice weekday mornings at 6 by searching 971 The Fan. Do it.
Say big on everything.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Diagnosed with leukemia, lymphoma, myeloma, or one of over 100 other types of blood cancer makes people want more time to do the things they love. That means more time to be artists, prom dates, world travelers, and moms. We are Blood Cancer United, the world's leading organization focused solely on blood cancer research, support, and advocacy. We do the most for more people with blood cancer, so people with blood cancer can do more of whatever they want. Blood Cancer United. Join us at bloodcancerunited.org.
Wesley Financial Group is...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.
World Children International and friends like you are giving children in poverty a chance to grow and thrive, to be healthy, to succeed in school, and achieve great things. How do we do it? In the best way possible, by helping ensure access to healthcare, nutrition, and educational opportunities, and most importantly, by empowering youths and their families to get out of poverty and into employment through life skills, computer, and job training. The very tools they need to break the cycle of poverty and build futures full of promise. Because every child deserves a chance to realize their full and best potential. Learn more about how Children International is empowering children and families by going to children.org today. That's children.org.
You know a thing or two about the moments in life that matter. You've seized those moments to embrace joy, accomplish great things, and build meaningful relationships. Is it time now to sit back and reflect on a life well lived? Maybe. Or maybe there's more to be done. Maybe this is the most important moment you've encountered yet. By volunteering with AmeriCorps Seniors, you can seize the moment, lend a hand, and get back more than you give. We connect you to local volunteer organizations with opportunities that fit your schedule and match your interests. Through AmeriCorps Seniors, you can support people in times of need and make your community stronger. You can become a companion to your older neighbors, brightening their days with friendship. You can even become a mentor for young people, serving as a role model and enriching their lives. Are you ready to seize your moment? Visit AmeriCorps.gov/your moment and get started today.
Wrinkles, gray hair, and hearing loss are common signs of getting older. But being short of breath, having tightness in your chest, coughing and wheezing are not. If you are experiencing these symptoms, you may be one of the millions of people who are living with a condition called COPD but don't know it. Early diagnosis and treatment can add years of better breathing to your life. For more information, talk to your doctor and visit copdfoundation.org today.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Isaiah Jacob. In the NFL, the Cleveland Browns are expected to hire former Baltimore Ravens run game coordinator Travis Switzer as their next offensive coordinator. Switzer is one of a handful of Ravens assistants joining new head coach Todd Monken in Cleveland, including offensive line coach George Warhop. Tonight, the Jaguars take on the Chicago Blackhawks at 8:30. The CBJ have won 7 of their last 8. Pre-game coverage begins right here on The Fan at 7:30. The Cavs in action tonight out in Phoenix, taking on the Suns at 9 p.m. Cleveland will be without Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, and Max Strus. And for the Suns, no Devin Booker. Tomorrow, Ohio State Hoops travel to Wisconsin to play at 2 p.m., The Badgers have been hot, winning 6 of their last 7. Buckeyes look to make it 2 in a row. We have pregame coverage beginning right here on The Fan at 1 p.m. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Most shows just skim the surface, but Rothman and Ice feel like the biggest story of the day deserves a closer look. It's time for A Deeper Dive.
Sponsored by Low T Center. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
Final hour of the program, Rothman and Ice. We'll have Jake Burns on bottom of the hour, 2:30. Browns film breakdown, get his opinion on what Todd Monken's going to bring to the table here. And his brand new OC, Travis, don't call me Barry Switzer. We'll have him at 2:30. Quick shout out to Novak Djokovic for upsetting Jannik Sinner in the Aussie semis. He'll face Alcaraz in the final.
That's interesting you phrase it that way, because that's what I was going to ask you. Based off of who Joker is, that is considered an upset.
Yeah, it is.
Just because of the age and where he is, because he's one of the GOATs.
Who?
Joker.
Probably D.
Yeah.
I say that kind of low because I don't like to say
it. I'll put it in perspective. Novak Djokovic to win that match was plus 860.
Was he really?
Yeah. So
wow. Okay.
Maddie, so center multi Grand Slam winner himself.
Right.
Defending champ of the Aussie. And considered, I assume is he one now in the world?
Yeah.
So,
I think it's Alcaraz, but they flip flop depending on who won the last one.
So, we need Alcaraz, right?
We need your Alcaraz tickets? For the French.
No, not this one. French.
For the French.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. You guys know I'm not a tennis
and
guy,
so
I don't know what's going on.
I've always kind of pushed back on it because I'm not a huge Joker fan, just because I don't align with his personality. But I would say on the court, I just don't like the antics. That's just not me. That's all.
What does he do?
He's just always yelling back at the fans, and you know, a lot of the look at me guy. Yeah,
it's not like other sports where you have like a favorite team. Like, it's kind of an issue, not an issue, but it's kind of for the players. It's this dilemma of like, all of the fans are on your side one point, and then like just when you think you have them, they're on the side of the other player. And so everyone's just got like rooting for a good competition, and so like you think the fans are all on your side, and then you hear them cheering really loudly for the opponent. And, like some people take that personally.
Yeah, I don't know if that always happens, because usually you go in with a preconceived favorite that you want to win.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they're like, he's saying maybe there's a smaller percentage of the people that just want to see a good match or go the distance. You don't want to see anybody get, you know, dusted off in straight sets. Right. So maybe you start rooting for the other guy to get back in the match.
Mm-hmm.
But with him, he's a very polarizing guy. But I'll say this. I don't know if there's anybody. I mean, there have been mentally tough guys at the top of this sport. And he is by far, for me, the toughest guy to slay. Like, I can't imagine. Sinner just can't win the big points against him. You can't win 80% of your first serves and not win that match. And the other part is he could not win the big points. And what I mean by big points are the break points, the ones that matter.
Yeah.
And you can't go 3-for-18 on break points. Like, Sinner should have won the match. The reason he didn't, he couldn't win the big points. And Djokovic was better in bigger moments. And it was a great match. And Joker's got 25 on his mind right now, because that would be sick if he could take down Sinner and Alcaraz. And so if he wins 25 majors, I mean, no one's catching him anyway, but this would be number 25.
Wow.
And it's crazy to think about that at 38, he could beat a guy that's 14 years younger, and not just the youth, one of the top, if not the top player in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the difference. Because a lot of these guys, age does matter tremendously, but then you add the talent that Sinner has, and being the defending champ, and the fact that he broke him late, and then Sinner had triple break point on him in the fifth to try to get back on serve, and Djokovic won the game.
Okay.
Like, it's the mental toughness, this guy, I just don't get it.
That experience, he doesn't fold, huh?
The reason that is shocking, too, is because last year was the first time that Djokovic really started to admit that, like, he's not on their level. Because basically, Alcaraz and Sinner have won all the slams for the past 2 years. And so it has actually been a while since Novak has won one.
Right.
And for the longest time, he was like, you know, I'm still here. I'm still showing the young guys, like, yeah, Roger Federer's retired. Yeah, Rafa Nadal's retired. But, you know, I don't feel like I'm out of place just because it's me and a bunch of young guys. Like, I'm still trying to show them what's up.
Okay.
At the end of last year is when the first time that he said, because these slams are two-week tournaments. And so he said, playing those guys in a best of five at the end of a two-week tournament, I'm not sure how well I can fare anymore at this age. So it's not that like he can't play with them on a one-off. He's like, at the end of 2 weeks in a 4-hour match against those two guys, they might have me at this point. Mm-hmm. So like, he actually was starting to admit, even though he was denying forever. And you know, the mindset of an athlete, like, you got to be irrational in terms of what you're capable of. He looked like he was actually starting to crack at the end of last year in terms of where he stands versus those guys. But now he just flipped the script because he just beat Sinner.
Mm-hmm. And
it's awesome.
There's a fine line between being tested and rested. He was not tested going into this, but he certainly was rested. And I think that played a big part of him being able to go five and beat Sinner today in five. The thing about Alcaraz will be, Alcaraz got him last year at the U.S. Open in the semis.
They're meeting up next?
Yes, in the final.
Oh, so we're already there.
Oh,
the final is when?
Saturday night into Sunday morning.
I got
when we were talking about whether you'd stay up for it.
Yeah.
And then Joker got him in the quarters last year at the Aussie. So Joker still has a better head-to-head record against Alcaraz. Now, Alcaraz is a young kid. What is he, 22? But this is going to be one of those wild matches. The fact that Joker, I would not put Joker in the pressure cooker. I was thinking about doing it earlier. Now that you've gotten to a final, like how many more Grand Slam finals will he get to? And now he's in this one. Will he feel pressure because he's got that 25 on his mind? But it's house money now.
Let me ask you this. Joker, you're making a case that he could be the best to ever do it. Maybe getting 25 titles. Yeah. Is he a walk-in Kroger recognizable guy for the common sports fan?
It's hard to know.
That's a great question.
Hard to know. We've always played that.
That's a great question.
Like, he's one of the best, if not the best, at what he does.
Yeah.
I say it's a small percentage.
That would be breakneck and be like, I know who that is.
Somebody will.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
Yeah. And then word will spread, and then you'll have a bunch of people, Novak Djokovic, just as if they knew, but they didn't know.
Yeah, that one's tough. I'm trying to think of...
He passed the Kroger test.
I'm trying to think of anybody that would really pass it tennis-wise, legend-wise. Federer...
Serena would, I think.
Oh, no. I think a lot of people would recognize
Serena
would.
I think Serena Coco. Being so commercial. I don't think Coco.
Coco,
no.
Yet.
No.
Really?
No.
Not yet.
Nope.
Serena is for sure.
Here's a fun one. If Venus walked into a Kroger, how many people would know? Ooh. How many people would know it's her, and how many people would think it's Serena? If it were Venus,
No, they're completely different.
The body types are different.
I agree with Maddie. Casual people, everyday people, they might be mistaken.
I get the name wrong. They might get that.
Guys, we're talking about just people in Kroger, not like the biggest sports fans ever who follow this stuff.
But Serena walks through Kroger. It's a high percentage of people that know who that is.
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, the brush fire you're talking about would start amongst the store, but I'm just trying to think of, like, Novak versus Rafa versus Federer, the big three for a while.
I think Federer would get recognized by a lot of people.
He might be a little more commercial in a way.
Don't know if I would recognize him.
Roger Federer?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, I don't know if I would automatically... Like, you know how I do at Radio Row, usually how I'm pretty, like, on it down there with everybody. I would look at him, and I think it would take me a second to get
Listen, you're talking to a guy that could easily pick out Lil Wayne versus Flavor Flav. Like, that's going to happen.
Flavor Flav. Uh-huh.
Anyway, it was an excellent match, and I give him a lot of credit because he's that guy. He is. He's just his mental toughness. He will not allow himself to get buried.
I mean, anybody that does anything at the highest level, once you get past 35 years old and you're still competing for a championship or championships, like, you get a bunch of respect from me. Because just the miles that you put on your body, and especially in a sport like tennis, right, where you're running back and forth on all these different surfaces, and just as you guys are laying out, it's a two-week tournament and all that stuff. Like, that's big-time respect for me. So, like, Joker, LeBron, Brady, these guys in all these different sports that are still cooking at a pretty high level. It's just unbelievable how they're still able to do it when they start their careers at 22, 23 years old or whatever it is. Wow.
Here's a funny tweet that I had seen leading into this, because again, like, this is so, like, it had just become like clockwork the past couple of years for it to be Sinner or Alcaraz. So Djokovic winning is actually pretty shocking.
Yeah.
And so the tweet had the odds with Djokovic being plus 860, Sinner being minus 1600 for this match. And the tweet was, do you know how crazy it is that Djokovic is plus 860 to win a match? For context, if you bet $100 on Novak winning, you'd get zero.
Wow. AR?
What do you mean you'd get zero?
Implying that he's just going to lose and then it's a waste of money.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say.
Not actual math.
Meaning you're throwing your money and you're lighting a match. Yeah, and just, okay, I get what you're saying.
Correct.
See, I didn't look at it that way. Well, those odds are actually more than I thought.
If you knew that it was plus 860 prior to... Easy to say now.
No, but that's incredible value on a guy who's healthy, who's rested.
So are you asking, AR, would he have sprinkled something on that?
I didn't know he was that high. I really didn't. Now, I would have bet Sinner to win the match, but at that value, I don't know how you could ignore it. Guy's won 10 Aussies. Like, I wouldn't have, plus 860, that seems almost insane to think about. But he's won on every surface. A lot of these guys have. You know, Fed only won one time on clay, and my boy Sampras never won the French.
Oh, Petey?
And Borg never won the U.S. Open, my all-time favorite. So the fact that this guy's been able to go all the different surfaces, all the Wimbys, the U.S. Open, the hard courts, like, it's incredible. But he just doesn't have a weakness. And I know that sounds weird to say, because most of these guys don't, But I don't know. His tiebreaker is that you cannot put him away. It's just anytime you think you have him, you don't.
It's like
it's crazy.
Like a hitter in the box. You get him to two strikes and he won't strike out.
Yep.
A hitter in the box.
Yep, that's right.
Where are we at?
All right, we're going to have to take a break.
Stake in the box.
Yeah, that's right. We have to come back and take a break. And I want to play that sound with that analyst on who he thinks should be number one in college football this year, because it's not a team that's being tossed out a lot. You'll hear it next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
Are you working? Because we barely are. It's Football Friday.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for football and quiet quitting. The Fan.
Enjoy more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.
For Super Bowl 60. And since we're the official radio home of the Super Bowl, we can say Super Bowl and not big game. So we're going to say Super Bowl a lot. Seahawks and Patriots in the Super Bowl. Sunday, February 8th, here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Fan weather
from the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine here for your Friday as temperatures only warm up into the teens here for this afternoon. Winds will be out of the northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And as we head into the weekend, we are still tracking the very cold temperatures with highs only in the teens.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Again. Rothman and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door showroom on Gemini Parkway.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Maddie ranked the most dynamic duo of all time, Caesar Salad and Moscow Mule. This is Rothman and Ice.
All right, back at a lot of stuff going up in Cleveland, and man, it's drama after drama. Is Jim Schwartz sticking around? Is he gone? They make the hire. It hasn't really moved the needle, but who knows? Maybe it will eventually. Our friend Jake Burns is on with us, and he is the Browns Film Breakdown. Jake, good to have you back.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you. All right, let's get right to it. The Monken hire, how did that hit you?
I would say a bit of a surprise, just because I think that there was a consensus they were going to go with one of the younger names. So when you kind of consider that Todd hasn't had a chance in the NFL to be a head coach yet, it's sort of like, you know, sometimes these guys who have been around the football world as coordinators for a long time, and they just haven't had that opportunity, especially as they approach 60 years old, kind of the way he is, you just don't think it's going to happen for him. So you don't really take him that serious. And I think that was a mistake along the whole way. It felt like they were pretty enamored with him from a flexibility on offense standpoint, and they really wanted to kind of reshape and put together a process in the offense side of the football that was more meaningful than what they felt like they've been doing. So when they felt, I think to me, like the younger guys were not necessarily the answer, or they didn't sort of deem them as ready yet to take on the head coaching job, which, you know, there's multiple levels in which that could be true, right? The ability to build a staff, the ability to, you know, prove that neither of them had truly called plays or developed their own offense yet. You can see why there'd be some pretty important concerns there. And then when you look at maybe they didn't get a chance to interview some of the guys maybe they wanted to or requested, then you can see where they get to the point they're like, well, Monken is the best of the options we have to build an offense. And sometimes you know, these guys who get a late start and they get a head coaching opportunity, they're ready for it for many levels. And that's, I think, the belief here as you try to spin it a little more positively, not necessarily the most attractive hire that you could have seen in the cycle, but, you know, sometimes the attractive hires don't work out and you get the guys who are just kind of right for the job. So I think that's the feeling here is that if he can develop the offense, and like you mentioned, Ed, we'll switch Jim Schwartz, we'll see what they do defensively. But if they can raise the level, or sorry, I kind of would say the basement of the offense, and pair it with that defensive talent, then you can start to see maybe a more consistent product than what they put out there the last 2 years.
Let me ask you this. If you knew that Jim Schwartz would react this way, would you have said, we got to keep him, we got to make him the head coach? Like, if you would have known, if you think hypothetically you're going to lose him, if yeah. you, rethinking that, were you, did you think he deserved to be the head coach?
I think it's a delicate thing to answer. I think you'll find a lot of people who think yes, and I think you'll find a lot of people that look at the trend lines of where the NFL is going and would say no. Like, there's just not a lot of guys who are retread head coaches on the defensive side of the football. And fair or unfair, like, you look at the Steve Spagnuolos or the Wade Phillips of the past decade, like, those guys just aren't the direction the game is going with a more strong yearning and stronger desire to have consistency on the offensive side of the football. So I think if you look at it from the perspective of, like, we're trying to find something consistent, hard for those defensive coaches to get those opportunities. I tread carefully on his reaction to that news. It kind of felt like to me they were stringing him along and almost making him believe he was going to be the guy. I think he's self-aware enough to know where most of the trends are with guys his age running a defense, getting another opportunity. It's like, again, guys like Steve Spagnuolo have been doing this pretty successfully. The Chiefs, he even hasn't had an opportunity. So it's just like, I feel like the inner workings of this hiring cycle and the way the Browns handled it, I think he was probably wink-winked or told this was his job. And then when they kind of pulled that carpet out from underneath him, it becomes pretty difficult for him to handle. He probably felt like he was misled. And all of a sudden you have that type of blow up that happens in the office there where he's packing all the stuff and he's leaving. So listen, do I think he was the right guy? I personally do not. I certainly think that they, of the choices that they had at the end of the finish line, I understand why they would prefer Todd given that scenario. But, you know, for me, I think it's probably, the most intelligent thing for them to do is to bring Monken in, and then you kind of react to how Schwartz is going to react, and then you figure out, well, okay, we're going to have to pivot on the defensive side. And if you look at both sides, I think pivoting around trying to maybe go a new direction on defense based on the talent that's there, not the worst thing in the world.
Knowing what you know about Todd Monken as an offensive mind and looking at the quarterbacks that are available right now on the roster, of the three guys that are available as we sit here today, is there a quarterback or are there a couple quarterbacks with their skill set that you think pairs well with what Todd Monken is going to want to do?
Well, the idea today, and based on some of the stuff we've heard about the questions that those guys were asked, it seems like there's, you know, I don't think we can count Shedeur Sanders out. I certainly feel like there's a desire to see if they can get something out of him, improvement in year two. And I think if you go back and trace a guy, I think he plays Shedeur pretty similarly to Jameis Winston. And I think that they saw maybe some of what Todd did with Jameis early in his career. And obviously we know Jameis turned it over a little bit too much, and that was what led to his eventual issue and not getting his second contract in Tampa. But they want to see if there's more there. Otherwise, he has talked about enjoying the idea of a mobile quarterback. He's lived in that world, you know, more recently. And in Georgia, we remember Stetson Bennett. He could run a little bit. He can move. And they certainly found success with him moving a little bit. But we know he's been with Lamar. So I think, you know, listen, I think any coach would love to have a quarterback who's a plus one in the run game or a threat to scramble and make what that does to defenses. But ultimately, like, to me, I think it's a situation where guys on the market who can move a little bit, if you want to just look at pure free agency, like Malik Willis is interesting. Obviously, he's lingering out there from the Packers and is put together some good tape. And then if you want a reclamation project in that world, there's two guys that come to mind, a bit more proven in Kyler Murray, but it's going to take a trade on the higher end there a little bit. And then obviously Anthony Richardson, who's more of a sort of a reshaping project at that position.
In your opinion, when you look at the offensive line room and you look at the wide receiver room right now, which room needs a bigger upgrade, the offensive line or the wide receivers?
Is the answer just yes, sufficient? It's hard to separate the two, to be honest. I think I'd say why the offensive line. I think the offensive line also impacting the run game so heavily is just, it matters more, I think. And I also think they have some decent baseline wide receiver talent. You know, I understand Jerry Jeudy had a bad year last year, but I think that's kind of the culture that was going on in the building at that point. So, like, I do think you can get more out of Isaiah Bond. I think that obviously they're going to draft wide receivers. They're going to try to reshape that. But the offensive line from left to right, given that we'll see what Joel Bentonio does, if he gives it another year or not. But otherwise, like Jack Conklin, DeJuan Jones is hurt. Those two guys are hurt way too frequently. So they're going to probably have to wander around another year, but Conklin's going to be gone. I think Wyatt Teller's gone. They know Ethan Posick, their center, so dealt with a really serious injury. So I think they're reshaping all five up front. So I think you're going to see them pour assets into that from a trade perspective ahead of the free agency or in mid-free agency leading up to the draft. And I think they'll be aggressive in free agency. And then certainly we'll be looking to take some guys in the important picks, pick 6 and 24, and then obviously their first pick in the second round. I would not be surprised to see them bring in 7 or so new offensive linemen this year to try to just kind of recreate a new culture. They hired Travis Switzer, the offensive coordinator. He's more of a run game coordinator. So I think they were like, hey, man, we really have to reshape this ground game to have any chance with this unit.
All right, this requires a quick answer. Will a quarterback on the roster right now start the first game next year?
I think I lean yes, just because of all of the things that they have to replace around the quarterback this year. So I will say yes, but I don't feel great about it. Like I don't feel that confident, but I just think that, like you mentioned, with all the offensive linemen and wide receiver structural changes they need, I could see them just kind of writing that out another year, but also bringing in maybe one more fresh face for competition. But yeah, I think it is probably, you just got to probably think it's Shador until it's not.
Based on their meeting today, it was like it was a long lost relationship that came together, that they finally realized the dream of being together on the same team. So we'll see. Jake, great job as always, man. You know, we'll be hitting you back soon. Appreciate you.
Hey, anytime, guys. It's my pleasure.
Thanks. That is Jake Burns. He is Browns Film Breakdown on the old X. And he was on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. We come back with Tell the Truth, Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
Head to 971thefan.com to listen on demand and subscribe to all our podcasts. Wasting time has never been easier. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Men, it's the new.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Sport, the nonprofits VetTix and FirstTix have given away tens of millions of tickets and counting to vets currently serving military, the immediate family of troops killed in action, and our brave current and former first responders. These tickets are a meaningful way to say thank you to America's heroes. And now, we want you to be part of the mission. Got extra tickets to concerts, games, or special events? Or want to see if you qualify? We want you to go to VetTix.org and FirstTix.org today. Give something to those who gave.
Jake Diebler's Buckeyes hit the road for a Big Ten battle with Wisconsin.
Live fan coverage starts Saturday at 1.
Every game, every season. Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes. The Fan. Ohio sports destination.
You know what hope is? Hope is action. Carving a path forward, even when it's hard.
And kids who still know how to dream. They're the best pathfinders of all.
So at Child Fund, hope means helping millions of children living in poverty worldwide to grow up healthy, educated, skilled, and so all those good things can come true for them, safe.
And that means safe at home, safe at school, and safe online.
Hope means walking this path together, all of us. Because when we work together, we can do so much more.
That's right. Hope includes you.
Child Fund. Because we need each other.
To learn how Child Fund works with children in 23 countries to help them achieve their full potential, visit childfund.org. That's childfund.org.
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Tell the truth with Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by McDaniel GM Superstore. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
All righty, TLC, take us home.
All righty, how about this? I asked you guys this in a commercial break yesterday and then never got around to it on the air. What is a song that makes you lose track of how fast you're driving?
All righty. I got an answer for you.
All righty.
I'm going to go Dreams and Nightmares, Meek Mill. When that comes
on. Wait a minute.
Yeah. It's just something about spitting those bars, the energy of that song air where I just kind of lose where I'm at. So I'm going to go Dreams and Nightmares by Meek Mill.
Mentally, you're running out of the tunnel for the Super Bowl like the Eagles?
Yeah. Have you told him... Or have we told him the 49ers Ravens coming out of the tunnel story for that
stuff? No, what is this? Liverpool?
This was a rematch. No. This was a rematch of the Super Bowl from a game that was played earlier in the year. Ravens 49ers, I believe.
Yeah.
Right, Maddie? That was a rematch game. Was it not?
Yes.
I think they played in the regular season.
Yes.
And so I picked the Ravens to win that Super Bowl with Flacco. And I came in on Monday. They won. And I told Maddie, that was the game in the Superdome where the lights went out.
Yep.
Okay.
They tried to cheat us.
And so I came in on Monday and said, in classic form, I was about to switch my pick for one reason and one reason only. And he goes, why? It was right before the game. I got just a horrible feel. And it was because the 49ers came out to California Love. And it just changed the mindset of the game for me. Now, I didn't change, but I think Maddie's Ravens came out to, obviously, a group I like.
You too.
They came out to U2. Yeah. I think it was Beautiful Day. I'm not even positive.
I'm pretty sure that's what it was. But they
really?
Said it.
But they came out first, I think.
Oh, my.
And then when the Niners came out with the boombox and California Love, I'm like, the Ravens are losing this game.
It was a tone setter for sure. I was a little shook. But that game was absolutely wild. Flacco, I mean, he was unbelievable
was
down in the playoffs. And then we had the Unks holding it down. Ray Lewis and Ed Reed still holding on. Remember the whole Ray Lewis deer antler spray saga that was going on going in to that game? And so, there was a lot going on. But the Harbaugh Bowl, it was fun, man. Obviously,
and then just, not that long after that, another big story came out of that where he's the Super Bowl MVP, and then he gets traded to Denver.
Correct.
Wait, what?
Nothing.
Flacco got traded to Denver in 2019.
It's a pretty big story,
TLC. That's a Super Bowl MVP. And
it's worth talking about on the sports radio station,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a fairly big story at the time.
It's worth talking about.
Because that meant that Baltimore was officially committing to Lamar Jackson as their quarterback.
I am so stupid. Yeah. My bad.
Wait, that can't be right, AR. Because we drafted Lamar in 2018.
Stupid sandwich?
That's me.
It meant that you were officially making the transfer.
But we didn't have Lamar on the roster after we won that Super Bowl, though, right? Because that Super Bowl was back in 2014-ish, because Flacco got a bag after that.
No, I'm talking about when Flacco got traded to Denver, it meant that...
Oh, I thought you were saying after that Super Bowl.
No.
I got you. Yeah. It was tough.
Yeah.
Once they drafted him first overall, in
somewhere
the first
in the
round,
of...
it was time.
Well, remember all the quarterbacks that we were talking about back then? Tannehill, Tyrod Taylor, Blake Bortles.
Oh. Paxton Lynch may have been brought up.
What is Blake Bortles?
They're all going to be on different teams.
Blake Bortles got the Jaguars to an AFC title game, didn't he? In New England? Am I remembering that correctly?
Yep.
Because that's when Jalen Ramsey said, we going up there to win it.
That was a third overall pick.
February 13th, 2019. The Ravens agreed to trade Flacco to the Denver Broncos.
Yes, Central Florida.
UCF, that's right. Blake Bortles. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what a time.
There you go.
Glorious time.
We're blessed to be 1-6 in the league.
I am on the wrong tab. Here we go. First of all, shout out to Steel Chambers, who followed us on the show on our Twitter page.
Okay.
If you could be a guest on any talk show or podcast all time, so if you want Johnny Carson, you can do that too. Who would it be?
I'd like to lock in with Oprah.
Old school?
Yeah. I like
to just hop over the couch.
Yeah, like Tom Cruise style.
Yeah, I think Oprah would do it, AR, because I just remember watching that. My grandma used to watch it all the time and all that when I was younger. But yeah, Oprah is obviously a legend. So sitting opposite her and having her pick my brain, even though there's really not a lot going on, it'd be enjoyable. Give me the Oprah show.
Yeah, I'm not going to go down into the deep caverns. I would say being a guest on... Well, I wouldn't want to be on
Ed Sullivan.
I wouldn't want to be on the Jerry Springer show.
Wasn't Tiger on it?
Because if I was on the Jerry Springer show,
something crazy is going on in your life.
Something would not be good. And I wouldn't want to be a guest of Fort.
You're daddy.
You read my mind.
You're daddy.
Yes, you already have the answers to the test.
How about Judge Mathis?
Yeah, I don't know if I want to be on any of those.
Judge Judy. You don't want to go to any of those. So you're saying talk shows only, not game shows?
We'll do game shows in a second because that's next.
Oh, okay. But a talk show, AR. Where you want to go?
I think Letterman would be just right in my wheelhouse, yeah.
Paul Schaefer interrupting him every single time. Right. All right, well, let's do game shows then. What game show or reality show? Those can kind of blend.
Ooh, reality.
I'll tell you one that I wouldn't want to go on. I wouldn't want to go on Family Feud, I don't think.
Why?
They make the families that show up on that show look so corny. It gets kind of cheesy.
Well, there's auditions, and they audition the families, and it goes through a whole process of being maybe selected to be a family, and they want them to be a little nutty and fun, and they want to see how they interact together. This isn't just you mail in an application and they say, okay, the Bartimuses are coming on the show.
You got to work for it a little bit.
Yeah,
is what
I just think they want to see. Yeah, there is an audition process.
I gotcha.
I think I'd want it. This is the classic. Maddie knows how much I overanalyze stuff and how much it just, I'd be in my own head. If you put me on Deal or No Deal when it was in its heyday,
God, AR,
about whether you take the money or go for the briefcase, I'd be distracted by the models. I really wouldn't know what was going on.
How many times would the words mental hedge be brought up on that show?
A ton.
Howie, I'm in a mental hedge.
We're going to offer you $200,000 or
take the
you got to open up another
take
three briefcases.
I'd be yelling at you through the TV, take the bag.
I think Ice should go on that show so he and Howie could be germaphobes together and just fist bump everybody and refuse to shake hands.
I just think that would be the ultimate.
Okay. Deal or No Deal?
Oh, that'd be rough.
Okay. Yeah. Anxiety would be pretty high on that one.
Yeah, it would be.
The obvious one for me is Big Brother, as you know. There is something, though, for me about how I would want to push myself and go on a show like The Challenge on MTV. Like, I've always enjoyed that show. I think I would really fall short, AR, with the crazy stuff that they make them eat. Like, kind of got that X Factor vibe. Like, that, to me, is where...
Fear Factor?
Yeah, Fear Factor.
Rough.
Thank you. Not X Factor, but yeah, Fear Factor.
Going up there singing?
No, I'm not built for that either. But the physical and mental testing of The Challenge, I think I'd want to push myself to see what I could do there. So I'll go The Challenge on MTV or Big Brother.
All right, let's end on that.
Okay.
Because I want to take the last minute to wish Maddie an incredibly great happy birthday weekend.
Thank you, man.
Because it's going to land on Sunday.
Yeah.
And we didn't get it today, and we're not going to get it Monday, but we could still celebrate it on Monday. But hopefully you have a one. It's kind of a cool thing. You'll be able to.
Thank you, man.
You'll be able to ramp up into your birthday.
This is the ball state
birthday.
No, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
What are you going to be doing for your birthday?
Any big plans?
Dude on dude stuff, man.
Okay, that's
crazy.
Inappropriate.
That is crazy. No, man, it'll be a good weekend. So I appreciate that. Much love to you and TLC and everybody that's wished me a happy birthday.
Will you eat a meal that you necessarily would have?
Stupid sandwich?
Are you going to cheat on any structure?
I can't see myself doing
it. Not even on a birthday.
I can't see myself doing it.
You just can't reward yourself.
And that's sad, man. It is sad.
Man.
I need to.
It's going to be a wild birthday?
I need to. So hop on that thing. Don't mess around.
If you were going to cheat, if you were,
and
I'm not saying you are,
right.
What would be the one thing you'd
want to see? One thing that I haven't had in a long time is just a fresh pizza.
Okay.
Just a fresh pizza with some Parmesan cheese and some ranch on the side. That's what I need. And I appreciate the love.
Yeah. Have a great birthday, my man.
Appreciate you.
And everybody be safe out there, and we will talk to you on Monday. It'll be officially Super Bowl week. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
We test marketed naming the show A Guy and His Butlers.
Oh, that is very touching.
But we thought Bishop and Friends had a better ring to it.
Weekday mornings at 9.
The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.